I think Dennis Franz might be the biggest star to take the sex with.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
Japanese organizer?
You know, have you ever gotten your jerk on in front of others?
Yeah, ever, what was it, in front of others?
In front of others, Dennis.
No.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
The first son of a beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live 4 hours every weekday from the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast.
Prisoner.
Oh.
You mean the one that was disturbing last week?
The one in El Dorado.
Doritos.
El Dorado cans.
Oh, El Dorado, that one, that horrible one.
Yes, that guy. He's drawn some more pictures and written some more mail for Charlie.
Very exciting.
We will get to that on today's show. Plus, today, I don't like to give away too much, but I'm going to tell you up front that we're going to be doing your anal monologues.
Ah.
For a while, we did the vaginal monologues.
Right.
And then one day, we did the breast monologues. Today, anal monologues.
A story about your bottom.
Yes, if your bottom could talk, what would your bottom say?
I got a mic.
Now we have,
How are you today?
How you doing?
It is hot down here.
We did predict the rating yesterday. I predicted the rating for Leah's show, King of Queens.
Right. That's good. She's going to be very happy about that.
And as it turns out, I could not have been closer. Did you write down the numbers I predicted, Buzz?
I did, as a matter of fact.
Okay, what did I predict for King of Queens?
You said a 9.4 and a 16 share.
You know, how goddamn close can you come?
Pretty amazing.
The show ended up with a 9.3 and a 15 share.
There you go.
Let's start today's show by trying to call TV's Leah Remini.
Very exciting.
I've been told she's in her dressing room.
And, of course, it goes without saying they won their time slot.
Oh, yeah.
With that nice rating.
Yes, they did.
They sure did.
How close was their competition?
Well, 2020 was pretty close behind.
Okay.
An 8.9 and a 14 share.
They still won.
Hello, Leah?
No, this is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. This is Don and Mike. Is Leah around?
She's on the set right now.
Oh, are you her latest in a string of assistants?
No comment.
No comment.
You're on the air.
I don't have to tell her she's on the air.
She knows she's on the air. Don and Mike, we always call we're on the
air. Listen, we're calling to tell her what her ratings were for last night.
Really?
Yes. When do you think she might be back in her dressing room?
Probably in another 15 minutes, but don't hold me to it.
All right, we'll try back later.
Excellent.
Tell her we called.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks
Bye.
A lot.
Thanks. Goodbye. Okay, so she's not there. We'll call her later with her number.
Very good.
Item number two on my list here today. Yesterday I mentioned that when I was out at the Redskins game over the weekend, I had the pleasure of seeing Ron and Fez in person.
Hey.
That Fez was covered with makeup. Well, as it turns out, last night on their radio show, which follows ours on NEW in New York.
It's kind of the way we communicate. You say a little something to them at the end of our show, and hopefully they mention their response at the beginning of their show.
I think they do have a response. Rob is racking up the tape now.
Very good.
While he's doing that, let's take a phone call or two. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I watched the King of Queens last night just to see Leah's boyfriend. And I want to say, in a purely heterosexual way,
well, okay.
It's not too weird to start the show with that.
Gotcha.
But it's a good call, friend.
Gotcha. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Calling from New York City, New York, high atop the Empire State Building. I want to just say that I absolutely adore your show.
Thank you very much.
Listen to it every night on the way home. And how come some nights you don't play that the Don and Mike show? You can get it. Because I'm always singing around here, and sometimes I go home, and I really need that.
We play that every day.
We play it every night.
No, sometimes you don't have it, like on certain Fridays.
Some days we lost the first segment of the show. Maybe those are the days he missed.
You know what? Those are probably the days when we talk about the disc jockey who doesn't want anybody to talk about him.
Oh, that guy.
And they just cut out the whole first part of the show.
Yes, in their zeal to edit the show, they probably discontinue that portion of the program that you enjoy so much.
Oh, yeah. I really need that. It's like it's my fix on the way home.
Well, it'll be on tonight unless they cut out this segment of the show because we mentioned you mentioning the fact.
I sure hope they don't do that as we talk to a very nice person who digs the show from New York City. I hope they don't screw with us.
Listen,
that way.
Absolutely. I need my Bud Tall and your song on the way home.
Right on.
I can make it home.
Thank you, my friend. We'll see you later.
Thank you. All the best.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. You see, he's drinking a Budweiser while he's driving home?
Yeah, that's
tall.
Right.
Okay.
Well, on his way home, maybe he takes
tall.
The train.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
They let you have a beer, open beer on the train?
I don't know.
Maybe he takes the carriage home. one of those queer horse and carriages.
One of the it takes it from several parts of Long Island.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike.
I know when we finally relocate to New York to do the show every day from NEW.
Right.
That's how I want to get back and forth.
You know, that's the great thing about our agent. He'll put it in the contract.
And I wanted to stop at your house.
Yes.
Because I want you and I to ride in together every day and share a blanket together.
Yeah, I'll probably be picked up first because you always like to live a little closer to the station.
Yeah.
So they'll come out to the wilds and pick me up, and I'll probably have a longer buggy ride.
Hello.
In the cold.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to ask a favor of Rob.
You and I under a blanket.
Yeah, he's here. What?
I want to know if he does. Call me a whore. Just because it's hilarious when he does it every time.
Remember, Rob, we have the kinder, gentler approach now.
I must ask, have you ever charged for sexual favors?
Never in my life.
Sorry.
Unfortunately,
sorry.
Nobody
by definition, I can't do it. Sorry.
Hmm.
Thank you, but wait, I'm sure some woman will call today. You'll hear it today.
Yeah, but you know, I just think Rob ought to do it. You know, Rob is conditioned to take from the listeners and not to give.
Right. Rob Spiewak, the listener's friend.
He hates the listeners.
The listener's best friend.
Why don't you break the stereotype,
all right,
Rob?
This guy I like.
Of course, I'm not being selfish because I want to hear it, too.
You go home and you charge 50 cents for a BJ, and then this will count for you.
All right, thank you.
Whore! You stupid whore! Don't... asking needy whore.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Don and Mike.
Goodbye.
He felt that.
I'm glad we could make you happy.
I liked about that.
Hello, Don and Mike. I just like it when it occurs naturally.
You know me. I like to force everything.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are. Hi there.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Concerning the person.
Listen, you just had to hit the delay.
Listen, I had to hit the delay. We can't mention that disc jockey's name.
Don't you understand? We just said that, friend.
Even in that manner?
Yes.
Yes, friend.
Then I apologize.
Thank you.
Don't worry about it. We'll be just fine.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Donaldo, Miguel, hola.
Hola.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Could I please make a request for your world-famous cricket and the cricket under the bag?
Well, you know, now we're doing all request radio, and I don't want to be a hypocrite after I made Rob do it, but I don't think it's appropriate right now, and
I didn't think it was appropriate for Rob to do his horse thing.
Well,
then go ahead, do the cricket and do the cricket under the basket,
okay.
Please.
Okay.
There you go.
Excellent.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Always a treat.
Yeah, it didn't help that the Indy 500 was going on in the background there while you were calling.
Please, no more requests.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, friend.
Do you have the Ronald Press Day?
You're
the one. What?
How you doing?
Actually, that could be HUDD for both sexes. It could be, how you doing, darling, and how you doing, dude-sickle. How you doing?
And I like the H-U. The U is just spelled U.
Okay, here's Ron and Fez last night. Where you got this, Rob?
Tape one.
Here we go. Ron and Fez last night discussing the fact that when they saw Fez at the football game, he was absolutely covered with girlish makeup.
Pancake.
Steve, you're on runafez.com.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's happening, buddy?
Hey, I know you guys were at the game yesterday. I'm actually in the Washington Redskins marching band.
You're one of the marching skins?
That's right, man. Yeah. I play the trumpet.
I saw you guys. We were at the JFK tailgate.
Yeah, I heard from Don and Mike on their show today. They were talking about you guys and how Fezzy wears makeup, but that's another story.
Hmm. Oh, no way would they bring that up.
They were, actually.
Well, we did.
Well,
we did. Why? I didn't know it was a big secret to bring up the fact that Fez had makeup on.
I hope they elaborate.
Really?
They love you guys, though. Oh. And we do, too, down here.
We love them, too. By the way, Don was so much fun to hang out with, wasn't
he? Yeah, Don was great. We got to hang out with him as soon as we got there. He does the pregame show.
Yeah, that's right.
Like he's the king of Washington. All right, a lot of people are writing in, Fez, about this makeup situation.
Really?
Let's check the tape.
Yeah, we got the Don and Mike show right here.
From the Don and Mike show.
All right.
Thanks. I want to mention that following us, see, now this is funny because what they're doing is they're playing a tape of us talking about them, and then the next day we're playing a tape of them talking about us while they're playing the tape of us talking about them.
Pretty weird.
First in New York on NEW, our buddies Ron and Fez.
Hey.
Tell us what the deal is, Fez, with your makeup yesterday.
Yeah, we'd like to hear all about your makeup, your pancake, your foundation, your rouge, your eyeliner.
He didn't have eyeliner. He just had pancakes.
Did he have false eyelashes?
He did not.
Oh, okay.
He did not.
Hey.
But, Fez, please address that.
Right.
This is the way we leave messages for them.
It works.
And if they address it on their show tonight, we'll play the tape on our show tomorrow.
Very good.
Now, okay, like we just played the tape now.
Okay, yeah. You know, Fez, normally you're pretty restrained with that, but I will admit this, on Sunday, it looked like you were going to a kabuki show, and I didn't want to say anything, but I knew you were going to be spending the day in the sun.
Exactly. That was the situation. It was a long day. And, of course, you know, I've been shaving since the second grade. So the minute the beard sprouts, it doesn't help.
Right.
Yeah, there is a situation that I suppose now should be addressed.
This is good.
Situation happened. Probably what, Ronnie? 4 or 5 years ago?
Five. So what, there's a story? It's not just that he wears makeup?
Good. I tell you, the tension's killing me. I'm listening.
Rob, it's not just that he wears makeup because he likes it?
No.
This is very heavy?
There's something to hear?
Are we going to be pleased?
I don't know that you'll be pleased. It's not all that heavy, but there's a fascinating story.
Oh, all right. All right.
Look into his checkered past.
Okay,
right. Let's
listen.
About 5 years ago?
Maybe longer.
And this is a complete shoot, everyone.
So. Shoot, of course, means Fez is talking real. If you happen to be a wrestling fan, you understand. Everybody else is like, a shoot? What?
Right, it's not a work.
No.
It's the truth.
Not working an angle.
I got burned
music.
On my face. Severely.
Oh, my.
About 5 years ago.
Wow.
And so, what happened was, I lost, basically, half of my face.
He's a half-face.
I'm a two-face.
Yeah. He looks like Two-Face. When Fez doesn't wear his makeup, children are frightened.
They really are. That's the one reason. I went around without it for quite a while. And then one Christmas shopping spree at the mall, kids started staring at me. So, basically, I said, well, it's time to do something about that.
I don't believe him.
Yeah, I'd say, we saw
I don't believe him at
when
all.
We were
I don't
up at
him.
When we were up at NEW that day when he came in to ask Buzz to marry him.
Right.
He didn't have makeup on that day, mm-hmm. and he didn't look like a burn victim. I equate a burn victim looking like Pat Summerall's hands
or
that
Freddy
day.
Krueger. Or
yeah, right.
Okay, let's continue.
Well, doesn't it even have a name, Fez, what your skin condition is?
Well, I've actually been to four dermatologists and a plastic surgeon, and they couldn't exactly get a right diagnosis. What happened to me was I got a very, very severe sunburn. When we lived in Florida, I was out. I always tell people, like John McCain, wear the damn sunblock.
You told that to John McCain?
No, like John McCain tells everyone. So what happened was,
I mean,
he's
gone from burn, and now he's going into the melanoma thing. All right,
let's
wait and see what's going
Rob
on.
Rob says there's more still to come.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Absolutely fried off. I don't know how that happened.
How about this? You get drunk.
All right, I don't think we need to tell that part.
You pass out in the sun. Also, I don't know if it was just drinking. Because, and young people, turn off your radios now.
Yeah.
This was the summer of Rohifenol, or roofies.
There were several chemicals involved that day. Let's say that. See, what happened was...
Hold on, this is the story now. He was taking roofies?
Wow.
But even if you take roofies,
what the hell are roofies?
Rohypnol.
Oh, Buzz can give you a cop.
What are roofies, Buzz?
It's considered one of the sort of date rape drugs.
Oh, my God. So Fez has gone from being burned to John McCain to sunburn to he's on narcotics and he's passing out in the sun.
Oh, don't you know Buzz's nickname around here? He's the Roofie King.
The Roofie King. Joe Ardinger checks in with him every Friday night to get his weekend supply of roofies.
Roofies.
Phenol. Or roofies.
Roofies.
There were several chemicals involved that day. Let's say that. See, what happened was, Ronnie and I, we'd get a lot of beer given to us and during the course of the show. I mean, tremendous amounts of beer. A lot of times I would go make an appearance, and they would pay me and throw in a case of beer. So I had all this beer stacked up at my beach apartment when we lived in Florida. I decided to have a beer party and get rid of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was drinking those giant Fosters. Australian for beer.
You know, I still don't see how this has to do with having to wear makeup.
I would like to say that it's BS.
Is there an end to the story?
Yes,
okay. Rob says there is an end.
All right, let's
okay.
And actually passed out in the middle of the afternoon, early afternoon, in the Florida sun, woke up, had such a severe burn on my face, I had to go to the doctor, and my face never recovered from it, so I have lost. And it's weird. It goes right down the middle of my face.
Yeah.
It's the right-hand side of my face. And the color is gone.
It's gone. And isn't it even like if you grow a beard now?
Yeah.
Fez wore a beard his whole life.
Yeah, the pigment is absolutely gone.
All right, now that might be true. I had impetigo when I was a kid, and there's a little quarter-sized spot on my back that doesn't
have pigment. Were you taking roofies?
No, I wasn't taking any roofies. But I lost the pigment. Little quarter-sized spot on my back that doesn't tan.
Okay.
So I'm trying to grow in a mustache or a beard. That comes in pure white. I would have a mustache that's half brown.
I'll buy that for a second.
And half white. Why don't you really? Right down the middle? Well, I'm trying not to draw attention to myself, Ron. So what happened was, so I don't have any color in huge areas on this side of my face. So I noticed, you know, people looking at it and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I put on the foundation, the Derma Blend, which is what they give burn victims.
Listen, it looked like Estee Lauder. It didn't look like
Derma Blend.
Anything you give a burn patient, okay? And I still like to know how the roofies come into play on this.
Well, that's why he passed out in the sun.
I thought he passed out in the sun because he had this case of free beer.
That too. And the roofies.
Okay.
Thanks for stopping that right in the middle of it. It's funny. He thinks it's funny. Fredo thinks
he's laughing
funny.
At my face right
Fredo,
now.
You think it's funny that half his face is burned off?
Tasteless Jenny, come on over here. Now you can see, you can probably see the outline because it doesn't cover it completely.
Yes, I can.
Now, when you get up real close.
Very close. I have to get very close to you because I'm blind in one eye. But
well,
once I get up
please,
really close,
let's not hear your problems. This is about Fesno.
Boy, they're quite a crew.
Burn victim. For 5 minutes, can we put the MS on the back burner?
Jeez.
What a freak show this is.
I'm sorry if someone took the medical spotlight
well,
for 2 seconds.
I was just explaining why I had to be
let's
one
get back
inch
to
from your face.
Listen.
All right, is it true, Rob? Is it on the level?
How
do you think it's on the level?
How does the story end?
Is that how it ends?
He goes on and he says that this is the case and they wanted Don and Mike to know this.
Fast forward to the end of
all
it,
right.
Then.
Please.
Because they're, you know, they're kind of doing what we do. They're taking a little something and running with it, you know. They've got some hours to fill, too.
That's all true. I know is that when we go up to MEW, I think we might be going up next week for a couple of days.
Yeah.
What we should do is get Fezzy to come in one day and show us this incredible two-faced look that he has.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
All right, you got it, Rob?
All right, here's the end of it.
So, Don, you could have asked me yesterday. I would have told you the whole story.
Please, I'm bored him then. He's at the game trying to enjoy himself.
Of course, he had to do a pregame. I don't think he had time for this long, drawn-out tale of burn.
All he sees is your kabuki makeup melting off in waves.
Right!
Dripping down your shirt.
Right!
Fez, I say you stop the makeup thing.
I'm not going to stop
Come
that.
On, you Two-Face.
No, I'm not going to be Harvey Two-Face.
What about Ron a Two-Face show?
No!
People will respect you. All right, well, listen, thank you for addressing that, Ron and Fezzy. And listen, next week, when we come up to NEW, one day, Fez, get out of bed early.
Right.
Come up to the studio and show us your Two-Face.
We'd like to see it.
We'd like to see it.
Right, okay. And we'll be the judge of whether you should go back to the makeup or not.
Right.
We'll let you know.
And Buzz,
yes,
your favorite, Fezzy,
yes.
Buzz will bring some roofies up.
And maybe it'll be a sunny day and he can lie out by one of the cows.
And then maybe you'll be able to date rape Buzz.
Hey.
I know that's something he'd look forward to.
Wow.
Oh, look at this. Mr. 40's online now. Well, all thank right. you. Thank you, Ron and Fez.
Yeah. That's very nice of them to respond, and I'm glad we know the answer now.
Well,
sort of.
We'll find out next week when we
still
see him
think it might be crap.
See him in person, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, yo, Mr. 40.
Hey, 40.
Am I on the air?
Yeah.
How you doing?
How are you doing? Oh, hey, Mr. 40, hold on. Leah Remini's on the line. Can you hold on?
Sure.
Okay, I'll be right back. She's on 6?
Yes.
Okay. You got her intro there? Hey, Rob. Where's Leah's intro?
Oh, what happened to Rob?
Rob ran out of the room when we were talking about Fez. Because I got to give Leah her intro.
And Fez is on 7-5.
Oh my God. Everybody's calling at the same time.
Well, Fez, he has to wait until we talk to Leah.
All right.
And you know what? We got to take him in the order they come in. It's got to be Leah, Mr. 40, and Fez.
That's fine.
Very
okay.
good.
Tell Fez to hold on a second. And let me play Leah in now. And I hope she's ready to give me the ass-kissing I deserve.
Yeah, well, she should. With that,
Nostradami.
Pretty incredible.
Called it.
Our next guest is one of the stars of the popular television program, The King of Queens. Monday nights at 8 right here on CBS. Here's the lovely Leah Remini, ladies and gentlemen.
There she is.
You want to know something so funny?
Hello, my sweet.
Hi, my loves. You know what? The whole time I was talking to you.
Yeah?
I was thinking that I was on the air.
Oh, my God.
The whole time.
Oh, no. Oh.
The whole time when you were saying, you know, we have blah, 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 I'm like, who's that? Who's that? And I'm wondering why you're not answering me.
Oh, no.
How embarrassing is that?
Hey, listen, Leah.
Talking the whole time.
Leah?
You said, wait a minute, you said 9-4.
And a 16 share.
16 to 17 share.
Your rating
We got
was
a 9 what?
A 9-3.
15.
And a 15 share.
Way right? to go. Nice debut. Hey,
incredible. Hey, come on now. Isn't that close?
Very close. Right. You're closer than any of our producers.
That's right.
There you go.
Because right. our producer was hoping, beyond hope, obviously, that we get a 10-1-16.
Well, no, listen, you got to build a little bit. But what I want you to do today is call that prick, that Chicklets guy.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. The commish.
And you, oh, wait. You said Daddy-O was going to do 3-5-8, right?
All right.
And they did
a 5-7.
No, they did a 5-7-9. How close were you, Don?
That's pretty incredible.
They took it up the rear last night.
All right. Now, what do you predict next week? Are we going to go up or down?
You're going to go up next week.
All right. Give me the number.
I can't make a prediction on Tuesday.
By the way, I told you the totally wrong show. Did you notice that? I go, oh, yeah, this is about, you know, when couples get, I gave you the totally wrong show.
I know you did. It was the one where you wanted Kevin to talk in bed like your real-life boyfriend.
Right, right. What did you think of Angelo?
He's fantastic. He's a natural.
Hey, before you came on
Tell
today,
the truth.
We had some guy call up and say that he's not a homo, but that he really thought Angelo was hot.
Yeah, one of our male listeners called in and thought he was dreaming.
Dreaming?
Yes.
Wow.
And I don't mean this in a homo way, Dynamite, but he's a fine-looking man. He's
oh,
dreaming.
That's nice.
That's very nice.
But what did you how did you think he did, though? The truth. Don, you're being silent.
He was,
Tell the truth, Don.
He was good.
Why are you stuttering? Why are you pausing?
Because, you know, he's
Why
your
are you talking in a high-pitched voice?
Because he's your boyfriend.
Tell me the truth.
Because he's your boyfriend.
You thought he did good only because he's my boyfriend?
No. I'm hesitant to come on.
You thought he sucked?
No, I didn't. I'm hesitant to come on and tell you he did well because he's your boyfriend. Because, you know,
Mike,
I want him.
Buzz. Buzz will tell me the truth. Buzz.
I want him out of your life.
Chime in, buddy. The truth.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? You know, you say Mike and then you go right to Buzz.
Because you were silent, Mike, so I figure you're not going to say anything either.
Will you tell her?
You can't say the S word. Yes, Mike's mic accidentally was turned off.
Hello? Would you like my opinion?
Yes.
Thought he was fantastic.
Really?
Yes.
Why are you laughing, Don?
I'll tell you what I thought. This is the truth.
Because he always tells you what you want to hear.
Why are you giggling, Don?
I thought that he was great, but I forgot that that your boyfriend was doing that role. So I just looked at it like an actor doing it, and then I didn't realize that till today, and he did a great job.
Listen, my dear, he did a wonderful job. I'm just insanely jealous of him.
Right.
So I am hesitant to give him any kudos.
I got you.
And if you check out your LeahandJackie.com,
yeah,
I think you'll notice that my wife dropped.
It's .net.
.net, excuse me. She dropped an incredible amount of money on that site last night.
Was that $147? We got a sale last night for $147.
I bet that was it.
Check it out.
It's .com, man.
No, it's .net. Buzz, don't start with me today.
Okay. Buzz has got the computer right in front of him.
Is it .com?
He's looking up Buzz. .com. I'm there.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
It's .com.
And I thought Angelo did a fine job.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was very really good.
He was really
good. Yeah, he was all right.
Who said that?
I was kidding.
Mike.
I'm kidding. No, why is this?
He looked good, though, didn't he?
He looked very good.
Yes, he did good.
Not as good as you, though.
But I'll tell you what's funny, though. There was a guy who was playing basketball with them. He was an extra.
Yeah.
And he had a kick-ass body. And they made him put a shirt on because they were like, all right, Angelo looks a little chubby. Next
I don't think so.
If that's chubby, my God.
Give me
a gun right now if that's chubby.
All I know is that I'm sitting there. I called your rating. I called.
Yes,
it.
You did. You did so wonderful.
Christ,
so and your listeners, I think, really helped us out because we did okay. Not like fabulous where we could like start walking around with an attitude, but we did okay.
No, you won your time slot.
We did win our time slot, but we wanted to do really great.
And the guy that's named after Gum, you know, he didn't do diddly. Chicklets.
What?
Yeah, chicklets.
Oh, right.
The chicklets guy. You should call that guy up and you can say, listen, you son of a bitch. Hey, I'm sorry that...
It had to be you.
No, I don't want to do that.
You got your ass kicked last night.
I can't say that. That would be mean of me to do.
Daddy-o.
Yeah, hey, Kamish, go smoke a cigar playing a golf tournament.
Because you're not beating me.
Speaking of golf.
Daddy-o.
Yeah. I really look forward to seeing you, Don.
Oh, and I'm looking forward to seeing you too, honey.
And your woman.
Yeah, she's coming. As a matter of fact, she's coming out 2 days early.
Good. So that she... What?
She's coming out 2 days early because she wants to do stuff out there.
By herself?
Yeah.
Where's she staying?
I don't know.
Oh.
At some hotel.
Oh, she can stay with us.
Here is Carlos Broyhill.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, Charlie.
He waits.
Are you in a better mood today, darling?
A little bit. I was wondering if you would like Don and Mike to call Chicklets for you and leave a message.
And say what?
Oh, I don't know.
That he sucks ass.
No, because that's mean to do to people.
But you wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, let us do it. Come on.
Do
you have his phone number?
Hold on. No!
Hold on, no. I'm calling my wife now. I'm not calling Chicklets.
All right.
Hello? Hey, hola, buddy boy.
Oh, is that your son?
Yeah, it's my son.
Oh, maybe he's going to be a little nicer to me today.
Hey, Bart, say hi to Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Fine. And yourself?
Wow.
Hey, come on, Bart. Be nice to her.
Bart. Why do you hate me so much?
He does not hate
me. Answer me, child.
Leah, he's 15.
Where is he?
Barty? Barty.
What? Yes?
Why do you hate me so much?
I don't hate you.
Didn't you like me on Saved by the Bell?
Yes.
Oh, she's crazy.
Why do you treat me with such disdain?
I'm sorry, Leah. You are a goddess. I love you.
There you go.
Oh, that's condescending.
Come on, he's my son. What do you expect? Hey, put Mom on, please.
What can I say? As the father, who's a god of NFL 2K1, and my father's girlfriend is the god of TV, here's my mom.
Hey, he's busting my...
Okay, could you explain to me what the hell he just said?
Okay, he's busting my balls. That's a video game that he and I play all the time.
Oh,
and
gotcha.
And speaking of condescending, here I am...
I just spit my water out.
Trying to explain something to you. And just never mind. Hey, honey...
Yes, Sugar Bear.
How much did you drop last night on Leah's website?
I think that was my purchase. You had a lot of shit.
I was right.
Yes, that was right. I bought myself a purse because you said yesterday, you reminded them that it would be nice to buy your wives a present, and I knew that would never happen, so I just did it myself.
That a girl.
Here you go, living your fantasy. Yeah.
I look forward to seeing you.
Oh, well, I can't wait to.
And you can stay with us if you want.
Hold on, honey. Honey, shut up for a minute. Listen to what Leah said.
I said you could stay with us if you want.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm going to be very busy shopping, and I know you have to work, but I'm going to come out with a girlfriend a couple of days early.
It's silly.
He's just going to do a quick trip.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
But thank you.
And thank you for the purchases, my friend.
Oh, well, it was my pleasure.
Good.
All right.
Sweetie.
Talk to you later.
In a couple of weeks.
All right. Okay, good.
I love you, baby.
I love you, Sugar Bear. Are you talking to me, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, I love Leah, too, but I love you, too, and I say, well, never mind.
Well, you have to say you love her more.
I do love her more.
I know that.
Oh,
I
do.
So listen.
As well you should.
Great rating last night.
Thank you, baby.
Great show last
night.
Thanks
for your support.
Yeah, we'll always be there to support your show.
I know, honey.
I think Rob had a question about Kevin, though.
What?
Yeah.
Ask Leah that question. And this is not a goof question. This was a serious question.
No, my wife and I were looking at him. Has he done anything to his hair?
What do you mean?
It just, his hairline looked different, a little more pronounced.
It does look different, right?
Tell her what you asked him.
Do you think he got plugs?
I don't know, but it does look different,
it's
right?
It's more pronounced and it's real sharp.
I noticed that too.
Is his hair thin anyway?
Very.
It's very thin?
And how about
now? You really noticed the line in his head, right?
So maybe he did get the plugs.
Yeah.
If he did, he didn't tell anybody.
Well, you don't go around yelling about that.
You'll be able to tell. If you get real close, you can tell. That's easy to tell because when you're on top of it.
But I'm close to him every day.
Do you see any, like, holes?
No.
Well, listen, you had bedroom scenes with him last night.
Yeah.
On the show, so you certainly would be able to tell if you're in bed with the guy, if he's got fake
hair.
What
do I know? I don't know.
How long was your hiatus?
What?
How long was your hiatus, like since you saw him before last night's show?
3 months.
That's not enough time to heal, is it?
Yeah, you can get it done.
Oh, man. Don't you remember Mike and I knew that guy who had it done, and he wore he wore a turban for about a month.
And then he took it off, and he showed us the holes.
Yeah, but I saw him in between that time.
You know how you can find out? Look in the back of his head. Tell him to lift up his hair. If there are holes in his neck where they took the good hair out and put, that's what they normally do.
Or he could have asked him. Why don't you ask him?
Or he could have gone to.
Why don't you ask him?
Hair club for men.
Why don't you ask him the next time you talk to him?
Okay. I don't think it would be a weave. I don't think it could be a weave because it was the front that looked different.
We'll ask
him. But have Buzz do it because Buzz is the one who always starts trouble.
We'll ask him.
All right,
get back to work. Thank you.
I love you guys.
Love you.
Thank you so much for all your help.
Thank you. And again, last night that rating for King of Queens was 9.3.
Wow.
And a 15 share.
Did
they
good,
the,
baby.
Won the time slot.
You did really good.
See you soon.
All right, honey.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, Leah.
Bye.
Goodbye, darling. That right there, that had the potential to be a dream scenario.
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
If Frieda would have accepted the opportunity, which was a, you know, a half-assed
invitation
offer.
I thought she played it the right way.
To come to her house.
You know, you would have accepted the invitation immediately,
of course. I could picture nothing better.
Right.
Frieda, Leah, and I.
Yes.
All in the same house spending the night together. And, of course, Angela would be out at...
Wednesday night through Saturday night, your wife and Leah together. That might be... That would be Wednesday night, two nights of Leah and your wife together.
That's right.
Enough time for them to warm up to each other.
Getting to know each other.
And then you come in Friday for the bed.
And, of course... Angelo would be out of town.
As usually, as he'd be in New York.
Doing some gig.
Sure, see.
Singing with his band.
And you, it would be the three of you.
All right, well, thank you, Leah.
Wine, a fireplace.
Now, this is more jam-packed here. We have Fez and Mr. 40 on the line.
It's a very busy show. Very busy first segment.
Okay, Jesus, let me see if we can slow down and do a break. Hey, Fez, can you wait while we do a break?
Sure.
Okay, hold on a second. Hey, 40, can you wait while we do a break? Can you wait while we do a break?
Oh, man, I'll call you back on the next break.
No, just stay on hold.
I'm running out of beer.
Oh, God, come on. You never run out of beer.
That's what I'm saying. I got to get another one.
He's got to get another beer. He can call us back.
Well, where do you have to go to get the beer? Do you have to go to 7-Eleven?
No, I'm not in Virginia. That's only in Virginia. Hey, you know I'm one win away from $100.
Oh, I know you are. And when the Redskins win the fourth game, I'm going to give you your $100. That's not a problem.
All right.
Well, do you want to stay on hold or call back?
Yeah, I'm going to call after the break.
All right, call back. Well, you'll never get through after the break.
I always get through.
You always get through. All right, goodbye, 40.
All right.
Goodbye. All right, Mr. 40 there, and Fezzy standing by. Let's do the touch tones right here.
Yeah.
And get a call 100 with a prize package that we've selected especially for you. Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. Here's a story about the wackiest, sexiest, fun-filled place to take your girl. The Groove Room. A place where lights flash, machines spark, and the people get more turned on than the electricity. The Groove Room. Somebody just had to invent a place like this. Take off your inhibitions and have some fun in The Groove Room. The Groove Room. Rated X for adults. From Independent International.
Who let the dogs out?
I'm dumb. The Don and Mike Show.
Can't speak. I'm dumb.
Right. The Groove Room. Yeah, baby. Time now for a call number one.
But the body was nice to party.
100. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks. Who's this?
How you doing?
Oh, this is Scott.
Hey, H-Y-D-D.
How you doing?
How you doing, dude sickle?
What's happening?
Scott, where are you from?
I'm from Bel Air, Maryland.
Scott, caller number 100. You have won the Fugitive Friday prize pack, including a Survivor hat, a Late Night with David Letterman t-shirt, the Fugitive fanny pack, and the Bette Midler CD sampler.
Oh, baby!
Basically, this is a pile of CBS garbage.
He wants Boogie Boy, Bugle Boy.
Courtesy of CBS TV. Don't miss The Fugitive, Friday nights at 8 on CBS, starring the immensely talented...
Tim Daly.
Oh, he's great.
Well, he's Tyne's brother.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course he's fan. He was great on Wings.
Right.
Brilliant actor.
Hold on. You know, both of those douchebags from Wings have shows now.
They do, because and they have a big contract with the network. Are they NBC shows?
No. This guy is on Fugitive on CBS.
Right.
The other guy's
on Fox, right?
Now, the other guy's on NBC.
Oh, NBC.
You got a show that's going to be on after Friends.
You know, I pretend to know TV, and I'm sitting here talking to the expert. I mean, it's like being in the class with the professor, and, you know, and I'm just trying too hard.
And what I love tonight is the fact that, of course, the debate's on tonight.
That's right.
And the NBC stations around the country are being given the option of running the debate.
Mm-hmm.
Or the game.
Right.
You know, in New York, Channel 4 is going to run the Yankees game. You know, most TV stations around the country with a brain in their head are going to run the Yankees game.
They're still expecting about 75 million viewers.
Well, that's because, you know, Channel 7,
yeah, they
Channel 9.
Exactly.
The other networks are running
it. On.
Here in D.C., of course, Channel 4, because this is Washington, D.C.,
that's right,
they're running the debate. But God bless Fox. I predict Fox has the biggest audience of all.
Yep.
They're going to run that new show, Dark Angel, tonight.
Absolutely, and they've promoted that show so much, it's going to be probably get a very big number.
The show looks good. I'm not sure when. We'll have Charlie come in and tell us. We're going to have that hot babe who is the star of that show. She's going to come on.
Ooh, she is.
Wow. We're going to get to know her.
How do you think your man's going to do in the debate tonight? I just thought I'd ask that
okay,
question.
Now, Mike, I hesitate to say this.
Yes.
I believe,
because you know, no matter what happens, both sides will claim the victory, but the analyst might, you might actually have a winner or loser.
No. I believe, and I never thought I would say this, that the liberal media will pronounce Gore the winner. I believe they will, but in my heart, I believe Bush will kick ass.
You're right.
We will have the
Don,
you are on the air, sir.
You know, queasy.
We will have the recap tomorrow. You know, we're going to tape it tonight. And if they do get, you know, the only thing I hope, I don't give a rat's ass really who wins this debate. If they say Bush wins or Gore wins, all I hope is that at some point it deteriorates and it becomes
a shouting match.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Where one guy takes off on the other guy.
I hope that there are some zingers. The only one in recent memory is when Benson said to Quayle, "You're no Jack Kennedy."
Yeah,
that
right.
I hope we get something like that on, of course, the Democratic side.
Right. Well, F you, George W. Well, F you.
F me.
You surfboard.
F me. F you.
I wouldn't F your wife with my D.
Have a drink party, boy. Okay, yeah. Wooden man.
Yeah. Invent anything good recently? Oh, yeah, the internet.
Right.
See, that's the debate we want to see.
Right. That's a nice lectern you're standing at. Daddy going to buy it for you?
We'll have our own complete coverage.
Very good.
On tomorrow's episode. Fezzy's on the phone now.
Yeah.
From RonandFez.com.
How you doing?
Heard nightly, of course, on JFK, NEW, quite a few other stations.
As I will tell you, that is a moving story you told about the makeup. We were...
That is actually a true story.
Oh, come on. You had roofies.
Yes.
You had beer.
Yes.
And you burned off half your face. Well, then how come when we saw you that day you came into the studio to meet Buzz...
Uh-huh.
When we were up in New York?
Right.
How come we didn't notice, like, a gross disfiguration at that time?
I had the foundation on.
Oh, you had the makeup on?
Yes, I swear to you.
So you wear it all the time?
Every day. Now, what happened Sunday, that was a long trip to Washington, D.C.
You laid it on thick?
Laid it on thick, and, you know, as the day wears on, this gorilla-type beard that I have a, you know, Chewbacca doesn't have to shave as much as I do.
Right.
That starts growing through it, and it becomes all the more pronounced.
Would you really? And the facial hair would be the same way? The facial hair would be no pigment?
The facial hair has absolutely no pigment, so I have these huge areas. I actually have, like, a map of Asia across the right side of my face. Just these huge areas with no pigment.
Oh.
And the hair grows in absolutely white.
Cool.
So as the dark hair grows in around it, it makes those areas even more pronounced.
The makeup you had on,
mm-hmm.
when I was standing right next to you, it looked like my mom.
like when my mom would get
cover girl
dressed up,
right?
Yeah, well, certainly my mom's not a cover girl, but that type of
I was just saying, like real foundation, huh?
Yeah, my mom's the cover girl for Undertaker's Monthly.
Oh God!
but I mean, back in the day,
right?
That's how my mom would plaster it on.
And I guess, well, Fez, what about the thought of like, taking it with you and just ducking into the stall and giving yourself a little dab, you know, bringing a compact with you?
You know, I did have it with me, but I left it in McClure's car.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you left your makeup in McClure's car.
And half of it was gone when I got back.
Well, listen, Fez.
Yes.
We're coming up next week.
Okay.
One day, will you come in when we're on the air without makeup on?
I'll tell you what, I'll come in and I'll take it off.
All right, that's good. That's all right. That's cool.
Too.
All right, very good.
All right, that's a deal. All right, well, we'll see you then.
Can I go to King of Queens with you guys?
No.
I have a plan. I'll distract Angelo while Don's with Leah and his wife.
All right, Fez, we'll see you next week.
All right.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? Hey. All right, bye, Fezzy.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Good guy.
That's Fez from RonandFez.com.
Very good guy. Very funny guy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, see, it was just last week you were saying that we do hate most disc jockeys.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some who we actually don't hate.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of disc jockeys we don't hate.
Right.
Not a whole bunch, but I mean, there are three or four.
Yeah, right. Well, I can think of four we don't hate.
Who?
ONA.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And Ron and Fez.
There you go.
That's it. And maybe Donnie Simpson. We don't hate Donnie Simpson.
I saw Donnie 2 weeks ago, and got a, you know, Donnie does that show business hug thing. You know what I mean? Where it's like, hey, how you doing? And I welcome it.
What about?
Kind of turns me on, actually.
What about Liddy?
Liddy,
even though he hates being called a disc jockey, mm-hmm.
Sports Junkies.
Three out of four.
Three out of the four. We're up to nine now.
Yeah, right.
The fourth is nine.
That's nine. Eight. Shotgun Tom Kelly.
Ten.
John Records, Landecker. Of course, now I'm talking about guys who aren't current disc jockeys.
These are guys you know. Yeah. I don't know. And so if you like them, they're mm-hmm. if they're friends of yours, they're friends of mine.
Well, you've met most of them.
I haven't met, I have met Shotgun Tom Kelly.
Yeah.
Did I ever meet Landecker?
No. You almost met him. It was that time when we were in California a couple of years ago.
Right.
Doing the CBS TV junket. And he came from around the corner, and I didn't recognize him, and he said, hey, Don, how you doing? And I said,
you're doing.
And I said to Broyhill, get that guy out of here.
Right.
And then later, somebody came over and said, John Landecker is terribly upset.
Because you blew him off.
Because I blew him off.
You didn't recognize him.
I didn't recognize him. He looked totally different. Weasel?
Yeah, Weasel's a good friend.
Even though Weasel, I don't think, works on the radio anymore.
I'm trying to think.
Well,
you know, we give him a hard time, but if we see Surf at a party, we'd be cordial to Surf.
Yeah.
But yeah, we really would. Absolutely.
Yeah. Scott Shannon, he would be an acquaintance, not a friend.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget the human skid mark, Tony Coulter.
Oh, yeah, the bad guy.
Real good guy.
15.
Yeah, you're counting, Buzz.
Seriously.
Okay, 15.
That's good. And we could go on. We could get 30.
Yeah, there are some.
I'd get 30. Absolutely.
I mean, and let's be honest. Let's talk about friends and then people that we would see at an event mm-hmm. and not feel bad sitting down.
Goldie.
And talking to.
Yeah. Hey, Goldie and Kim.
Goldie
and Kim, prime time request. What do you say?
Sure.
Yeah. And the list would go on and on. You know, it's true. It's
so, nice. So we don't hate them all.
Right. Right.
But, you know, generally, we hate a lot more than we like. We can come up with a list 20 times longer.
Easily.
Of disc jockeys we hate.
Absolutely. And very quickly.
As opposed to the disc jockeys that we like or we consider to be, you know, social friends.
Right. With. Absolutely.
Right.
There would be him. And the list would start with him and him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, hold on. When you say him and him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean him?
Yeah.
What? Do you mean...
You're pointing up straight up into the sky.
You did. You went him and him.
Yeah, him and him.
Who's him and him?
The first two would be him and him.
Hold on.
You mean... Let's see if you got who I'm talking about.
Is that what you mean?
Right, him.
And who's him?
I'll write it down.
Who's the other one?
I don't know if we can say or not. I'm not sure. Him and him.
Oh, yeah. No, we can't, but you're right.
Can,
no,
right.
Yeah, him and him.
Those are the first two.
Okay, all right.
And then, of course, hey, Diamond.
Diamond.
Yeah, Jack Diamond. We hate his ad.
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ.
Those would be the top three, don't you think?
Yeah, that's the top three. The top three would be him and him
right.
from New York.
Right.
there you go. I know they're going to delete you there.
No, they're not.
I bet they will.
They're not. There are 1,000 disc jockeys that work in New York. We're just
saying
we hate him and him.
Right.
And
then Diamond in the Morning.
Diamond. He's another one we hate. Jack Diamond with you.
Diamond in the Morning. Rick Dees.
No.
No.
Yes, you hate him.
That's not hate.
Well, you love to make fun of him.
Yes, I do.
There you go.
But I don't hate him.
You know him. I don't know him.
I truly don't hate him.
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
Right.
Outrageous.
I was listening to Jack Diver this morning. Here's the sickest thing about this.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, this guy. And I mean, he's a guy who really on his show seriously does this, you know. Hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Well, that's great. Great things, yeah.
Nothing sicker than this. This is the guy who, for a long time, he tried to be like me in this respect, that he would have his family on the air.
Right.
Okay? He would have his wife on the air, and he would have his kids on the air. And the trick to that is you can do that as long as you're positive that the woman and the kids that you're staying on the air with are the people that you're going to stay with for your entire life.
Right. Yeah, it kind of puts a damper on it when the D word comes into play.
Yeah, I mean, listen, people know. Frida's got me a nose ring, a ring on my gonads. I ain't going anywhere.
Right.
I love her more than anything. Mm-hmm. Nothing ever break us up. So this guy Diamond, he's been married to this woman, who was his second wife, incidentally,
mm-hmm.
and he had just a whole bushel load of kids with her, and he would trot them out. And I mean, you know, I have Bart on the air, and Bart calls in when he wants to talk about something or give me a hard time, but I've never had Bart do skits and bits with us. Like, I remember hearing Jack Diamond have his little kids come on Halloween and read bad Halloween jokes out of books.
Right.
And what do you remember this? When they used to do the Toys for Tots thing.
Oh, and he'd bring his kids out to get didn't they go on a shopping spree or something for kids?
They'd have $5,000
right.
to spend at Toys R Us. And, of course, all the TV cameras would be there.
And his kids would pick out all the toys.
He would parade his kids up and down the aisle, pushing the cart down, picking out the gifts for the homeless kids.
Yeah.
So, you know, this was the card that this guy was playing on the radio. Well, as it turns out, he leaves his wife. Mm-hmm. He leaves his wife and he marries this woman who's in his band.
Not too typical.
Yeah, he's one of these guys. You know.
Good luck with that relationship.
Hey, the Jack Diamond band, everybody.
The password is, and I speak from experience, transitional relationship.
Right, so what he does is he dumps his wife mm-hmm. and his kids, and you go through like a year where you don't hear anything about him on the air. The guy goes from having his wife and his kids on all the time, they're not on. Then all of a sudden he starts talking about his new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Lisa, who plays a tambourine in the band with us.
And he's talking about the ex-wife and the girlfriend like nothing's happened.
And now what he's done is, now he's knocked up the girlfriend.
Did he get married to the girlfriend yet?
Yeah,
he married the girlfriend, which really... I'm sorry. Now, I speak with more experience on this than anybody in here. I will tell you right this. I do believe this, okay? For all you guys that are getting divorced out there that might have the relationship that's making you get divorced, just take your time because the odds are overwhelming. I think statistics would bear me out that they don't work out, okay? Have a few relationships in between, then somewhere down the road, get remarried. But he goes and right away just dives in. Well, obviously, the reason he's probably leaving is because of this woman.
Sure, of course. She played tambourine in his folk band. I mean,
he's like, gets divorced, gets in a relationship, bingo, she's pregnant.
So he knocks her up. So the other day, he's talking about this on the internet. Keep in mind, he's had his wife and his kids on the show.
Right.
Okay? And you know, forget his wife. Just think about his kids. Okay? You got to know that his kids still get up and listen to their daddy on the radio. What kind of a heartless bastard gets on the air and talks like that? Alicia and I had a beautiful romantic weekend. We went up to West Virginia to watch the leaves change.
Yeah, if you F it up, you know, you F that first relationship up, what you want to do, you might want to low-key it, you know?
Now,
but no, what he tries to do, I heard him doing this the other day, he's trying to make it sound like, oh, this is perfectly normal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he mentions, like, the ex-wife and the girlfriend, the new wife.
Because he's knocked up. The new wife. Right.
Because he's just got it so totally together.
Right.
Of course.
Oh, so he's knocked up the new wife, and now when he talks about knocking up the new wife,
uh-huh.
he talks about how tough the pregnancies were for the first one.
Yeah, he said he will compare. He'll talk about, like, say, a craving that his girlfriend gets.
Uh-huh.
And he says, well, when Pam was pregnant, his ex-wife.
God.
It's and he's like doing it like, hey, matter of fact, like nobody out there is saying, you stupid bastard.
Right.
We know what you've done. Just chill. Just shut up. I guess he just wants to legitimize
right.
his whole existence and not acknowledge the fact that he screwed up. You know,
right.
I mean, divorce. I got news for you. Divorce is a failure. You chalk it up to that and you move forward with your life. You don't try to like say, hey, everything's fine. No. Yeah, she might be telling you. Pam might be telling you, Jack, that everything's fine, but everything's not fine, okay? I got news for you. Be a little more sensitive.
And if you've had a show where you parade your wife and your kids out, you know, after you dump them for the next piece of ass, don't talk about the next piece of ass.
Exactly.
And if you do somehow get your 55-year-old sperm inside of her and they manage to swim down and make her pregnant, shut up about it.
Yeah. Because there are a lot of women out there, and a lot of men out there, too, that know that it's kind of a creepy thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, talking about them interchangeably, like everything's A-OK.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, I told you, I heard him one day say,
I'm the best divorced father that I can be. I'm probably the best divorced man you're ever going to meet. I've really got it under control.
Oh, yeah, like he's had it under control all his life.
Yeah, right, because your first wife, excuse me. Your second wife, because there was a wife before Pam.
Uh-huh.
Your second wife, I bet she's really in your fan club, right? She really loves you.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Because you dumped her,
sure.
You know, to go knock up this other girl from your band.
I remember when I worked with him, and that second wife, you know, he used to do, like, record ops and stuff when he was working at the radio station down in Annapolis, Maryland, and she'd bring him the equipment. He'd come walking in, go into the office, and she'd haul the big speakers down. I'll never forget that.
How you doing?
Yeah.
And, you know, we wouldn't know any of this stuff if the guy didn't get on the radio
right.
and say it all.
You know, it's like, bingo, divorce, pregnant. Bingo, divorce, pregnant. Come on. And just shut up about it. Because I just find it completely uncomfortable.
Oh, it's nauseating.
And it's like, hey, you know, Lisa has, she sent me out the other night to get some food. She was having a craving. Yeah. And when Pam had it, you know, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, just matter of fact, Mr. I've got it all together. No, you don't!
And you'll always hear this, too, here. Hey, we had a great time with those listeners that came down. We had a contest to see who could eat the most bologna in an hour. It was outrageous fun. Lisa took some of the pictures, and she's putting them up on the Mix 107 website right now.
Like, he's not even aware of, you know, hope he holds on to that radio gig for a long time. I can see how Lisa does if he doesn't have that radio gig.
Right.
You know, she's the official photographer, don't you know?
Yes, she is.
God.
She used to be the official tambourine player in his band. Now she's the official photographer for the Jack Diamond Show.
Multi-talent. Yeah, but she's not into the fact that he's on the radio, though, I'm sure.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, she's the official photographer. And, boy, you know, she's had some cravings lately. You know, when Pam had them. What? Moron. Let me talk about a guy being led around by little Jack.
When my second wife had the cravings, as opposed to my third wife, it was kooky. I mean, Pam wanted pickles and
what is it that the new wife wanted?
I don't remember. I
was
paying
attention. Ice cream or something, or anchovies or something,
yeah,
some like
weird
that.
Thing. You know, it was probably made up anyway.
Yeah,
because yeah, he's full of crap.
Right.
He's got every cliche in the book. You know, cravings. You know, my wife's had two kids. I don't remember a craving. I really don't. I don't remember a craving at all. You know what I remember? She was disgusted by French fries. That was it.
Yeah.
She used to like French fries, and now she doesn't even after the babies. I was like, hey, but cravings are more like a textbook cliche. You know?
That's right.
Hey, I'll tell you right now, she sent me out for pickles. Yeah, in the middle of the night. Pam used to like pickles, too.
And you know why he says that? He only says that because for 5 years, he's dragged his wife and his kids out.
Wants to try to convince his listeners, who might be stupid enough to believe him, that everything's just A-OK.
Yeah, the wife and the kids that he's dragged out every time he's got some sick kid with cancer on the air who's trying to trade in to get ratings. Or every time that he wants to do a Christmas show or wants to do a Halloween show.
Right.
And in that way, he's very Kathy Lee Gifford-like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how she would like to parade the munchkins out for Christmas and stuff.
If you're really, you know, this is just my opinion, and I'm just throwing this out there. You really love the kids, and you have goodwill for your ex-wife, just shut up.
Right.
Just, you know, and if the new woman you know, doesn't need to be on the radio. If she really loves you, she loves you for you, you know, just go ahead. Go ahead with your life. But keep it quiet, because that's the fair thing to do.
That's shut up. And I'd say shut up, except, you know, do be honest with your audience and say, hey, you know, it didn't work out for Pam and I. But just let it go at that.
That's pretty much the way to do it.
Just let it go. You know, instead of coming on every Monday and going, oh, Pam and I had a great getaway weekend. I'm getting them mixed up.
Yeah. Right.
How do you think Pam feels? Waking up on Monday morning, cleaning the dirty kids' clothes, turning on the radio and hearing how Jack has spent the weekend in West Virginia watching the leaves change with Lisa.
Yeah. Because he's so insecure about the relationship that he's got to constantly, like, parade their romantic weekend out on the radio.
That's what it is, insecurity.
Let me tell you what we did. It was just fantastic, and I feel it necessary to tell you every detail, because otherwise she might leave me.
And listen, Lisa, if you're listening now, I want to tell you something. And this is not a slam just at Jack Diamond. This is a slam at every man. The stuff that he's doing now, taking you out, looking at the leaves with you, going to museums with you, taking you to France. I got news for you. As soon as that's what he's tapping every night for about a year, he's going to be like every other man. And suddenly he's not going to want to get up off his ass and go look at the fag leaves change. He's going to want to sit on his couch and watch television, because that's what we do.
Yeah. And that'll hit just about the time the baby's 1 or 2 years old and he turns 60. That'll be fun.
But he'd be up there.
Yeah, he's up there just because he...
You know what?
Such a phony baloney.
He might even be number two.
Yeah. I agree.
He might even be number two on our most hated disc jockey list.
Absolutely. Sure.
He might be.
It's just, and we hear the same thing, because he just tries to legitimize it. And it's funny to hear a guy legitimize something that really shouldn't be, that attempt shouldn't even be made. You should just move on quietly.
Hey, thank you.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hey,
little buddy.
It's terrific. I tell you, she's really doing well with the pregnancy. When Pam was pregnant, oh, God. Oh, please, just shut up.
Don't you think there's at least some portion of your listenership that's sitting out there and they think,
Yeah, well, you know, it sounds like
Pam, that's the wife with four kids who you dumped for
the new one.
The new younger one.
Yeah, I think through all this, you're talking about the goodwill you have for both with a good divorced father. And I'm seeing through all of this, Forrest, you're a real prick. That's really what I'm seeing through all that. Don't be disillusioned.
He is a dink.
Right. And I know the guy. I know the guy personally.
Biggest phony on 2 feet.
Absolutely.
I swear to God he is.
Okay.
I don't know how we got on that topic. Oh, it was disc jockeys we like and disc jockeys we hate.
Right. You know, anytime a guy threatens me, makes kind of a veiled reference to owning a gun, it kind of sticks with me.
Sure.
I don't hold many grudges, but that's one I hold. Hey, listen. He said to me one time, he said, a bunch of us disc jockeys that were working with him, he was the group program director for the two stations, we were all complaining about him because he was doing all sorts of weird things and kind of being a tyrant, and nobody really got along with him. And he was like, he's like no other program director I ever worked for. And he comes downstairs and he found out that I was one of these guys. I was very young at the time and I was very impressionable. And he found out that I was kind of going along with these other disc jockeys. He comes down and, you know, his second wife was standing behind him when he said that.
Hey, thank you.
Comes down, he's got a little pinky ring on. He goes, hey, let me tell you something. If you backstab me, I won't just blackball you in the market. My revenge will be sweeter than that. Hey, have a happy day, a-hole. No, Jack, I haven't forgotten. Harvey.
Oh, and don't forget the day that he was screaming at us on the speakerphone.
That's right.
Mm.
Yeah, the big sensitive guy goes, you effers!
Yeah, because, you know, we used to do a morning show against him. And the ratings would come out. Kill him. I mean, you know us. We can't be humble winners.
No.
We got on the air. We read the ratings. We said, look at this. Jack Diamond has no ratings. Mr. Nice Guy's a phony. He sucks. Well, we get done with the show, and we go back to our office, and they say, you got a caller. It's Jack Diamond. So we think, oh, this has to be a goof. So we put him on the speakerphone. We pick it up and go, hey, Jack. And it's him. And he starts in with, hey, listen, you MFers. I'm going to kick your F and A.
Right.
Do you hear me? You know nothing about radio. F you. I mean it, man. F you.
And do you remember what he did after that?
He faxed us his ratings from one of his old markets.
Yeah, he faxed us his ratings.
Yeah, he did, Rob.
From when he worked in San Diego.
Who cares?
You know.
I think it was Fresno.
Yeah, or wherever it was.
Don't give him that much credit. I think it was Fresno.
I mean, wherever it was.
Right.
How ridiculous.
Yeah, irrelevant.
How nutty. Jesus. Got Diamond in the Morning.
Diamond in the Morning. Yeah, it's great. So, Leisha and Pam.
Yeah.
I hope they're best friends.
How you do it?
Yeah, terrific.
How you do it? Jesus.
Okay. Oh, that was so. It felt so good to get that off my chest.
All right, let's see. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling from New York, and I just wanted to tell you that I love you guys, and I'd like you to come up and do a Vegas show. I'm begging you. Practically.
I think we've mentioned this before to the good people of the tri-state area.
You got
to get us above a 2 share in the ratings before we can come to New York and do a Vegas show.
Well, just tell me how I can get you.
You tell everybody you know.
I've already done that.
Make it your number. Well, do it to more people then.
Okay.
Now tell people you don't know.
Right.
Well, we can't wait for you to come up. Just letting you know.
Thank you. Thank you for the support in New York.
Okay, take care.
We do appreciate it. Thanks. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, great. Yeah, I just want to tell you guys, I threw my back out the other day, and I had to wait outside a pharmacy for about an hour to get the prescription filled. I just want to thank you guys for doing a great show yesterday, because you gave me something to do for an hour out in a hot parking lot.
What do they give you for your back? Roofies?
Roofies.
Yeah, so I can forget about it. No, they have me on Percocets and some ibuprofen.
Oh, you should have just called Buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz could have hooked you up.
You wouldn't have to wait nearly that long.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just call the main number here at the radio station in Washington and ask for the Candyman.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
How you doing?
This is a how you doing guy.
Oh, is it?
No, it's not, actually.
Oh, okay. Oh, my mistake. Hi.
How you doing? I just wanted, you guys were talking about DJs and stuff, and I just didn't know how you guys felt about, I just moved to Baltimore from Chicago, the fat bastard in Chicago.
Which one?
You mentioned him before. I can't remember his name either.
Steve Dahl? Steve Dahl?
Steve Dahl, that's the guy.
He's all right.
You cannot get a stinkier, fatter man than that guy.
He was pretty funny when we went out somewhere and did some remote, and he was at the booth next to us, and he kept peeking over.
Yeah,
he was kind of like impish in that way. But
yeah.
he's a pretty legendary prick when he wants to be.
Hey, he's a guy. He killed me when I worked in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I mean, I won't bore you with the stories, but I mean, he was relentless on me. This was 20 years ago when I was hired at WLS. He was just all over me. But I think the guy had, in his day, a breakthrough show.
Mm-hmm.
A show like none I had ever heard before.
Sure.
And I'd be lying if I told you the show that we're doing today is not in some part based on the stuff I heard Steve Dahl do. Because Steve Dahl's the first guy that I ever heard call his wife on the air. Steve Dahl's the first guy I ever heard yell at his boss on the air. Steve Dahl's the first guy I ever heard say, hey, this place sucks.
How long ago, just out of curiosity, was Steve Dahl doing that show, Don?
Oh, before Chicago. I mean, he's been doing it for 25 or 30 years.
Oh, okay. I'm just kind of looking at the statistic timeline. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, he was the first.
He was.
Make no bones about it, and I have no problem telling you. Steve, he sucks. He's not what he used to be, but he's the guy who started this all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Despite what you might hear other people say about how they may have invented
stuff. I think that's cool that you give him his props for that. That's good. That's terrific.
It's true. Yeah. And actually, to be honest, this is why the guy was such a pisser to me. He would just rip my a-hole open on the air. But then off the air, the guy would, like, invite me to his house and you know, say, come over, we're having a party, come on over. I'd go to his house. It'd be the nicest thing in the world. I come to work on Monday, and he's like, oh, man, I can't believe that dick was at my house this weekend. So it was weird.
Yeah, he kind of gave you the baptism of fire, right?
Yeah, yes, that was a tough station to work on. But he's all right.
Thanks, guys.
He's all right. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
See ya. He sucks ass now. He can't pull a rating point to save his life now, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened to him. Maybe we should get some tapes of this show.
Yeah, amen.
Hear how it's done.
In the great circle of life.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, 40.
What's up?
Hey, you did get back through.
Way to go, 40. You're a man of your word.
Of course I did. It's the advantage of being me.
Yeah. So great to be Mr. 40.
What's going on?
So listen, Mr. 40, I'm going to pay you that $100 as soon as the Redskins win their fourth game.
Yeah,
it's going to happen. I told you, I'll take that bet gladly.
I don't know if it's going to happen this weekend or not, but...
Oh, yeah, this might be kind of rough. I heard you had your little turtleneck and your sweatshirt on. And
well, listen,
you had a hat with the fuzzy ball on top.
And listen, 40, what do you want me to do? I go out to the park. You know, I see Norv. You get a phone call from that. I'm not BSing you about this. The head coach of the Redskins says to me, hey.
Be a little A. Can you take it easy?
He says, we'd really appreciate your support. I mean, what are you going to do?
Right.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
You.
I support them.
Nothing wrong with that.
They're still dead to me, but I support them.
How many 40s you had today, 40?
You know what? I've been in Bethesda today, and they don't sell 40s in this neck of the woods, so I'm off the Peace Wicked.
Wow. Pete's Wicked Ale.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a very conventional brew for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a very distinguished but varied palate.
Isn't Pete's Wicked Ale generally the brew of the white devil?
Oh, absolutely.
Nah, I mean, you know, sometimes, like, Mr. 40, I get hated on. They guys go on TV and go, well, and drink Bud, and they love them. So, I mean, I drink a little bit of everything. I mean, you know. Right.
I think the whitest beer would be Pete's Summer Brew. It even sounds right.
Sam Adams got all beat.
On top of that, have you had like the strawberry Pete's?
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah, were they?
I've tasted them all.
Were they mixed like queer flavors in with the beer?
Oh, you can have that.
Hold on, here's beer expert Rob Speedbump.
The worst thing of all, if you ever see a cranberry lambic, they always market it at Christmas, and it's like pink, and it just tastes
certain
like garbage.
Certain things shouldn't have fruit in them.
Exactly.
So listen, 40, are you ready for this trip to Detroit?
Yeah, you gave me the wrong dates originally, but I figured it all out.
Oh, did I give you the wrong dates?
Yeah, you told me the 8th and the 9th and something like that. It's like the 20th.
No, I don't know. I think that's when we're giving it away, maybe the 8th and the 9th.
The fight is the 20th.
Yeah, but we're giving away a trip to Detroit for somebody to go with Mr. 40 to go to the Tyson-Golota fight.
Oh, that's going
to
be a good fight.
And you get all kinds of backstage passes and stuff. Cool. And you're going to get a credential to go back and interview the fighters.
Yeah, maybe you can talk to Mike Tyson.
Okay.
How's Mrs. 40 doing?
She's doing all right. Just chilling, doing, you know.
How about
how that goes.
How about Sunshine?
Oh, yeah, he's doing all right. Everybody, he's been a little sick, but he's coming around the bend.
Yeah, the baby 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I feel you.
Hey, I feel you, dog.
I feel you.
Hey, so that zone is like the whole, is that just the Friday and Saturday, the whole weekend? Because the fight is actually on a Friday night.
Well, then we probably send you out on Thursday.
Okay.
I think. I mean, hold on, I'll put you on with Broyhill. He can figure it out.
Yeah.
Alrighty then.
Okay, and obviously Mrs. 40 would rather that a fella goes to Detroit with you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right,
yeah.
So it's going to be a guy's trip. That'll
I
want to
live.
Yeah. And if whoever wins that fight, you be sure and give them their props. It always makes them laugh when I say
feel,
that. So
I feel you. All right, 40. Hey, hold on. I want to put you on with Broyhill.
All right. Hey, bud.
Hey, how you doing, 40?
Hey, I'm chilling, man. I hear you holding it down
with
the roofies.
Hanging in.
yeah, you should ask, bud.
Is that a barbiturate? Can you mix that with beer?
Oh, 40, you can mix anything with beer.
Well, I think maybe we should put 40 on hold to talk to Broyhill. Yeah, hold on. We'll put you through to the pharmacist, and then you can talk to Broyhill.
Right.
Hold on a second.
I have no idea.
All right. Thank you, 40. Yeah, we're going to be giving away that trip very soon. Very exciting.
That's going to be a good fight. I'm looking forward to seeing that fight.
Yeah, it should last about 10 seconds.
I think Gulata has a chance to make a showing.
No way.
Absolutely.
No way.
Yeah, I think that Gulata could go longer than... You think it'd be a first-round knockout?
I think it'd be a one-minute knockout.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think it'll go beyond the first round?
No, Mike Tyson is... I'm ready for a bet if you are.
Yeah, that's a good bet. I'll take that bet.
Think about it, and I'll stick to that. You you come up with something, I'm saying Mike Tyson... Not only will they knock him out, I might bet you that Mike Tyson kills it.
Oh, my God.
I'll take that bet. No. I'll bet you that he knocks him out in the first minute, though.
Okay. In the first minute?
In the first minute.
Wow.
Of the fight. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, fellow Republican. Tonight's our night.
Yeah, right. Yo, go George W.
Yo, W.
Don't get too happy about that, man.
Oh, no. He's going to win.
Wait till the results come in.
Listen,
those are not results, Mike.
That's the corrupt liberal media.
The liberal
media is telling everybody that Gore's going to win, so everybody's thinking the vote don't count. But
I watched a lot of media today. I didn't hear anybody say that Gore's going to win.
Well,
really? No. Then you weren't watching the pasty Tim Russert.
Oh, the Rosie O'Donnell is every god... excuse me, every liberal celebrity on her show talking about every issue that she lacks, and people like her.
Well, are you doing some kind of accent?
Yeah. Okay, I am.
Is this the Cher lady?
Accent.
This is the Cher lady.
Is this the Cher lady?
This is the Cher lady.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike, good call.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cher lady, you are only allowed to call this show as the Cher lady, and you are only allowed to call when you're Cher and when you sing like Cher.
Well, I call all the time as other people. You never know.
Well, yeah, obviously we've broken that string.
No, you take the credit on that. She had me going. Well, give me some Cher.
Well, she loves Dora, so okay. All right. Okay. After all the stops and starts, we keep coming back to these two hearts.
Okay. Good call, Mike.
I'm glad
you had your ears on.
It was a very deceptive voice.
Yes. Because I had no idea that was the Cher lady.
Cher lady. You always tell. You know how you can tell?
How?
You can tell by the breathing. You can.
Because she's a big one, right?
I think so. I think she's a woman of large experience.
Haven't we always asked her, dared her, challenged her to come down here?
I'd like to see her. I'd like to eyeball her.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, fellas. Got a question for you, Don, from the WLS days. LL, love him or hate him?
LL?
I don't hate to mention other people's names, but...
Oh, Larry Lujack. No, hate him. Hate him. I'm not going to bore you with all those old Larry Lujack stories again. He was mean to me.
Can you just say the line that he said to you?
The eagle does not hunt flies.
And then when he had you in the airlock?
Oh.
Refer to me as Super John.
Wouldn't let me out of the building on a Saturday. Left me in there for 4 hours because I wouldn't call him Super John.
See, you can abbreviate that story and it's still funny.
Beautiful. Refer to me as Super John.
When you sit to look at the security camera, give him the finger and go, that's fine. You're not going anywhere.
And you trapped in the airlock.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Donnie G.
Yes.
Hey, that.
How you doing?
This is, is this a how you doing guy?
Hey, that.
Yep.
Is this the how you doing guy?
Hey, that.
It is.
Okay. How you doing?
Hey, that.
How you doing?
Hey, you doing?
Yeah, you're right. That's the how you doing guy.
Hey, that.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, radio station. Hello.
Yeah, hi, I had a question. I had a comment about Bert from the Jack Diamond Show.
Hey, Diamond, yeah, what's your comment about Bert?
Hey, little buddy.
Hey, my friend.
Hey, little buddy.
Hey, let me tell you right now.
He was on one day, and he told Jack, he goes, I got a little dilemma. I don't want to name names, but one of our best friends, me and my wife, he's a school teacher, and they're about to have a baby, and you know a school teacher doesn't make any money. So they can't really even afford to have this child. So I'm considering giving him a few $1,000s. What do you think? Call in and let me know.
But you know what?
What a pompous ass.
That is a typical example of the Jack Diamond Show.
Absolutely.
You know, that really, if you really had a friend who
I'm
was...
I'm still big and successful, and I'm hanging out with my school teacher.
If you really had a friend that was in financial straits, right. You know, there but for the grace of God go on, you're lucky enough to have some money to give it to them. Mm-hmm. You know what you do? You give them the friggin' money.
And you shut up about it.
Or you don't give them...
He brought it up, though. Everybody must have known.
Of course he did.
I mean, if you really had a teacher that he hung around, and I mean, I can't imagine...
And he goes, the poor guy's working two jobs that he's trying to save, and he's under a lot of stress.
No, let me...
He's real concerned about him.
Or I can loan him a few grand.
Let me explain to you the thought process. The thought process is, how can we get on the air and make ourselves look like great guys? Well, hey, Diamond, I got it. And, you know, for all I know, that's a made-up story. You know, I'd like to see the school teacher.
Yeah, exactly. Okay? You know, and if it isn't a made-up, what a bastard to get on the air.
How do you think his friend feels?
Yeah, exactly.
Hang around
exactly. Even if it, you know, I don't doubt if it's true that he might have said, hey, I want to talk about this on the air, but I'm going to give you the money. You know, even that's crappy to do, but I doubt that. I mean, who knows? It's bad on every level.
Yeah, callers call in and suggest what they think he should do. Should he make a loan to him?
That's even worse. Worse than bringing it up on the air is turning it into a listener poll. I would have called in and said, I suggest he put it in the bank, having heard their show.
You guys are great.
As much of it, put it away. Put it away as much of it as you possibly can.
Isn't that typical, though? Hey, I got a friend. He needs a loan. He's a school teacher. I don't know. What do you think? Let's do some open lines on that. And, of course, people would call in, and no matter what they say at the end,
you know that the disc jockey's going to say, I'm going to give the guy the money.
Right.
And the reason he does that is so then you get another half hour of calls of people going, oh, you're so generous.
Hey, thank you very much. It's, you know, the least I can do. I'm just such a super successful guy.
You're so nice. When in reality, if you were really a nice guy and you really cared and you really wanted to help, you give the guy the money and you don't say a friggin' word about it on the radio.
Precisely.
As soon as you say
Whoa, that was weird.
Yeah.
As soon as you say that, you actually blow the whole thing. To me, it's just gone. Any goodwill, you know. And I think if there is a God, when you get up there at the pearly gates and he's sitting there, you know, that was a real nice thing you did, but you talked about it. You told everybody about it. You're toast.
Yeah.
It doesn't count. It's completely wiped out.
And that's where we're going to finally have our comeuppance.
Right.
When we're all dead, when we're standing at the disc jockey entrance to heaven.
Right.
When Jack and Bert are sitting outside, and you and I walk through and flip them off.
I tell you, you guys were really mean to a lot of people. You got in a lot of fights, but you know, you never did anything and said anything on the air that was good and lied about it. So go right in.
Yeah. You guys are big jerks, but you know what? At least you're honest about it.
Right, exactly.
Come on in, Don and Mike. We've got martinis and Opus X cigars and hookers and porno waiting for you.
Still very necessary, though, before we die, to do as many nice things off air that people aren't going to hear about as possible. Yeah. I think that's very, very important because, you know, there's a lot of making up to do.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, yeah, look at it. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Last call. We got a break.
Hey, Don, two things for you, man.
Yeah.
Leah Remini last night in The King of Queens. Did she look a lot better than last year, or what?
Bingo. I told Mike that in the office before the show tonight. I said she looked incredibly hot and cuter than she did last year.
And I said the same thing about Jerry.
She was really, really tan.
Jerry Stiller. Yeah, Jerry Stiller looked a lot better with that golf shirt he had on, that aqua blue striped, horizontal stripes.
Oh, you did pay attention.
Oh, man, it looked fantastic.
All right, what else?
When you were playing those tapes of Ron and Fez,
yes.
Did anybody else think that Ron sounded like Krusty the Clown?
I don't know. Thank you, though.
Bye
bye. Thank you for the call.
Now it's time for another.
No. Hey, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. It's Mr. Thoughtful with a dozen roses for you. Reminding you to pull out Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, listen, I want to open up the lines here for a second for this $1,500 shopping spree to the Sharper Image. We're kind of excited against the whole unusual body thing. I mean, we don't have time to set it up. We'll do it at some point in the future.
Very good.
However, either tomorrow or Thursday, I would like for people to come down to our show if you have a talent. Now, this is not the freak show.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a what would you do show.
Right.
This is
a talent show.
A talent show.
Real talent.
You know, or freaky talent.
Freaky talent. Something that's, you know, that will entertain.
But if there are people who really think that they have some kind of God-given talent.
Except for the share lady.
Yes. Then you could come down. We'll do it either tomorrow or Thursday.
Very good.
Devote the whole show to people coming down. Keep in mind that offbeat talent always wins.
Right. Yes, it does.
I mean, we've had people come down and, like, try to seriously sing before.
Absolutely.
And that always sucks. They never win.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got a good presentation, if you got some talent,
sure.
We're going to give away this $1,500 gift certificate of the Sharper Image. So if you'd be interested in participating in the in-studio talent show.
We want to hear from you.
And it'll be either tomorrow or Thursday, depending on how much response we get. You should call us at 877-365-3636. And you could call now. Maybe people are calling now for this. I don't know. Hello. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
I just wanted to tell you that you guys are doing a great job, and I was wondering what's going to be happening as far as the anus contest.
The anus contest?
You talked about it earlier today.
The anal monologues.
Anal monologues.
Oh, just cool your jets. I'll tell you when we're going to get to it.
Okay.
Thank you, though. All right,
okay, there's two contests we're talking about here, okay? We're talking about one right now, which is the talent show.
Yeah.
And later on, we're going to talk about the anal monologues.
Anal monologues in just a bit. We'll give away prizes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hello. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, this is Eric.
Hi.
I'm calling from Burlington, and yeah. I just wanted to tell you guys, I just started this new job, and it's a regular thing that they listen to the Don and Mike show from the time that you guys start. I don't know your schedule right now, so.
Hold on, I believe Mike has an editorial comment for you. Hold on, please. Let's wait for this comment. Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Sure.
Thank you.
What the hell?
How you doing?
One a day. How you doing?
Egars.com. www.egars.com. The best cigar site on the planet. They sponsor our live on-air farts. So
anyway, you were saying, sir?
Yeah, that you guys just have a wonderful show and everything.
Yeah.
And that since I've heard it, I heard you guys talking about the Him and Him show. And I like you guys better than the Him and Him show. I just wanted you guys to know that.
You don't even know who Him and Him are.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. No.
You know, it's not the Him and Him show. You know, they're two separate hymns we're talking about.
Well, the first Him, the one that you... Well, you guys remember when you guys did It's All About Me?
Yeah, okay. All right, you got it right.
You got it right.
Very good.
That's one of the hymns.
But that was mainly the one that I was talking about.
Okay.
You guys just rock his show. You guys blow his show out of the water.
Appreciate it. But there's another him also who doesn't work with that other him. The two separate hymns.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, come on. I thought we hung up on you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Oh, no, that's a hang-up call.
Well, that's not nice.
Ooh. Oh, please. All right, well, I'll just wait. I'll let Lisa answer some of those calls. I did want to tell you about my dream.
Well, yeah. Oh, good. You were talking about this yesterday. You actually wrote this dream down.
Yes, it was a dream that was, and I ask you not, a dream that was so, I mean, it's weird. I'm not going to tell you a funny story here. I'm just going to tell you a dream that I had.
For those of you that are listening right now, Don's face is getting blurry.
A dream I had that flipped me out so much, when I woke up, I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget it.
Wow. And it wasn't a wet dream.
No, it was not a wet dream.
There were no nocturnal emissions.
No, we did not need the plastic sheets. Oh, hold on. We got a talent call first. Hello. Hey, what's your talent? Hello.
Juggle sticks. How you doing?
Hi. What?
Juggle sticks.
You juggle sticks?
Yeah.
Why that inflection, sir? Juggle sticks. How come you didn't say I juggle sticks?
No, that's the name of it. It's called Juggle Sticks.
Juggle Sticks.
Juggle Sticks.
Juggle Sticks. Time machine. Well, ice cream.
Well, listen, unless the sticks you're juggling have knives on the end of them or are on fire, probably not.
But, you know, if he's a juggler, you know, we could use a juggler.
Oh, come on.
Any talent show needs a juggler, Don.
Yeah,
you need a juggler,
like,
a comedian, and
like
a magician.
Juggling.
What?
It's not exactly like juggling. It's three sticks that you have, and you have to keep one stick in motion constantly.
Well, that's a form of juggling. I know. It's where you go like this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Who wants to see that?
Oh, goodbye.
It's a talent.
Please. Hello.
Rob and I really wanted to see that.
Not a talent.
Juggle stick.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello.
Are you a guy with a talent?
I think so, yes.
What's your talent?
I do magic. Any luck with that?
Yeah, come on down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how about having the juggler come down, too, Don? So it's a real talent show.
No, I don't want the juggle stick guy.
All right.
I already hung up on the juggle stick. Juggle stick guy.
Juggle stick!
But you're a magician, you know? I'll say this.
Are you going to wear a tuxedo?
We've had.
I hadn't planned on it.
Well, you better plan on it, pal.
We've had good shows before and magicians before where they just come down and we just...
Right. Don't you think he should wear a tuxedo?
Take him on. Yes, most professional magicians do.
Maybe a top hat?
Definitely a top hat.
All right.
Now, don't come down with a top hat and a T-shirt.
And don't have one of those T-shirts that has a tuxedo printed on it.
Yeah, we want a real tuxedo if you're going to be a...
Can't you pull that?
I could pull it out of the hat, of course.
Of course, out of the hat. Hold on. And what is your magician's name? The great Ascioli?
The great Tamino.
The great Duchini.
Yeah.
Tamino.
Okay. Hold on, please.
Tamino.
Hold on. We'll figure out when we're going to have this talent contest.
Very good.
Okay, so the dream.
Yes.
You know, I have lots of dreams, but I very rarely have a dream that really sticks with me, and this dream has stuck with me for 3 days.
Okay, tell us about your dream,
Adam.
Okay,
this is the dream, and I'm open for analysis on this. I'm outside. I'm walking through a snowstorm. I'm walking in a lower middle class neighborhood.
I'm going to take some notes.
Okay.
Bear with me.
Me too.
Okay. All right, hold on.
I'm in a middle to lower middle class neighborhood, a working neighborhood. It looks like houses that you would see in Pittsburgh.
Okay. So you're walking through a snowstorm in a middle class neighborhood.
Yes, lower middle class.
Okay.
And I'm walking along with Greg Kinnear. I don't know why Greg Kinnear, but I'm walking along with him.
Okay. I do.
Now, we're bummed out because we're going to a wake. We're going to someone's house where someone has died. So we walk through the snowstorm together, and all I remember is the lights of the street lights and the snow coming down, and Greg Kinnear and I walking along, really bummed out. When we get to the house, we knock on the front door, and everybody in the house is naked. And immediately...
I just want to say, in my dream analysis, there's certain ones that are complex, and this is as easy a dream to analyze as I've ever had.
Okay.
Really explain to me.
We get to the house, we knock on the door, we open the door, everybody is naked. Hmm. But I make no notice of this, like it's no big deal, and I walk around and start consoling people. I mean, I walk over to the couch, and I sit and I put my arm around somebody, then I stand up and I hug somebody, and the last guy that I hug, who walks up to me naked, is Morgan Freeman. And I notice all of those specks that Morgan Freeman has all over his face.
Right.
And the fact that he's naked.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Freeman is the first guy I notice who's naked. But I think, well, I'm here to help him, to console him.
Mm-hmm.
And we hug.
And how does it end?
And it ends with Greg Kinnear and I walking out of the house and walking down the street together.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not doing an adequate job of describing...
No, you've done it. I think you've done a perfect job
of describing all of the intricate little parts of this dream.
Sure.
But this was a dream that woke me up out of a dead sleep at 1:30 in the morning. It was so friggin' real. I woke up and I thought, Jesus, what was that? Then I wrote it down. Because I keep a pad by my bed. I wrote down Greg Kinnear, Morgan Freeman, snow.
Okay.
I went to sleep. I woke up the next day. And I still, when I woke up, it was the first thing that I remembered.
Now, before I analyze your dream, I want to tell you, please don't interrupt me on this because I want to get to the end of it. And then you can comment on it. And I'm not sure what your comment's going to be, but I've analyzed your dream rather thoroughly. As you were going on, I not only took notes about what had happened, but I put my analysis in there also. Would you like to hear my analysis?
I do have a second dream, though, that followed the Greg Kinnear dream.
Wow. I'd like to hear that before I give you my
analysis. It was the same night.
Really?
The same night.
Well, let me give you the analysis for the first one, okay?
Go ahead.
All right, the snowstorm is obviously, it's a dream speak for you're conflicted. The storm means there's turmoil. You're not sure in your mind how you feel. There's a conflict going on. And the snowstorm represents that. You're walking through a lower middle class neighborhood. This is a desire you have to free yourself from the trappings of success, to free yourself from the incredible burden you're under, to bring home the bacon and provide your wife and family with the you know, in the style to which they are accustomed.
You're full of BS.
Greg Kinnear, it's pretty cut and dry. It's a sexual thing where you're attracted to him. The fact that everybody is naked is you in your own mind telling you that sex with another man is okay.
Okay.
And Morgan Freeman hugging you is saying that sex with a black man is even better.
That's great.
That's my analysis of the dream. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm done.
Thanks. Great analysis, Mike.
You're welcome.
And the second dream? All right, the second dream,
you want to tell us right now.
This was after I woke up
and
wrote down the Morgan Freeman dream.
Okay,
new piece of paper?
New piece of paper for this one, yes.
In this dream...
Was this one was not wet either? No,
this,
nocturnal emission?
No, but it could have been wet. Because in this dream, there was a contest. I can't believe I can tell you this, but it's true. I swear to freaking God.
Okay. I know it's true now with the way you're acting.
There was a contest to see who had the biggest penis.
Okay.
So, I said to this girl, I want to win this contest to see who has the biggest penis.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, okay, when you get to the contest tonight, here's what I want you to think of. I want you to think of me unbuttoning my blouse.
Okay.
And she had on a yellow dress that had flowers on it,
uh-huh.
buttoned all the way up to the top. And what she did was she unbuttoned the buttons one at a time. She opened up her blouse. Big, you know, Winnebago's come out.
Right.
And then she buttoned it back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then later that night, went to the contest.
And did the dream have the contest, or did you blank out at the...
All I remember is walking into the room
right.
for the contest.
So the contest was going to be for penises in a state of arousal.
Yes.
Not flaccid.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And you walked into the contest ready for the contest?
Buzz, I don't remember that.
Okay.
I don't remember that.
You don't know if you won the contest?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
That's all I remember.
Okay.
Mm. Those are two goddamn weird dreams to have in one night.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the contest, it's obvious. The contest to see who has the biggest penis is you looking at your sexual... your sexual identity in a competitive way. Is looking at your sexual prowess is a competition. It's not necessarily... it doesn't necessarily have to do with size as much as the competition of it. The woman in the yellow dress represents the forbidden fruit. The fact that she is buttoned all the way up and that she buttons it up again is you know, the fact that you are constantly, you know... You're constantly fending off these advances from women.
You're right. I am getting analysis from a disc jockey. Please. I just thought I would share those with you because, you know...
How dare you call me a disc jockey?
Most times I have dreams and they're not stuff that I remember.
I think that also the second dream might be your subconscious trying to convince you that you're not gay. You know, because Kinnear.
Right,
because
I want Kinnear. And
you want Greg Kinnear.
And it's okay to be with a black man.
You want to run away with Greg Kinnear is what it is. Now that I look at it again, the snowstorm, that's the conflict. Lower middle class neighborhood, you probably get, you know, that's where you'd probably run to with Greg Kinnear. And Morgan Freeman is almost like a father figure because in that movie he was his father. And he says, it's okay, Don. It's okay.
F you.
F you.
I got a guy who says he really does dream analysis.
Oh, please. I'm sure. This guy, if he really does dream analysis, he'll back me up. I think I'm very good at it.
What are your credentials there?
My credentials?
Yes.
It's just something that I've been able to do kind of all my life. You know?
All right, so you're a guy who works at Walmart or something. And you're pretending to be a dream analyst.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it could either be what Mike said.
Oh, sure, right, that I'm gay for Greg Kinnear and it's okay to be with a black man. Thank you.
Yeah.
Or, I changed that about the black man. I think Morgan Freeman, it's not a black-white thing at all. I think Morgan Freeman, you look at Morgan Freeman the way I do, and I'm serious about this right now. You look at Morgan Freeman as kind of, in the movies, he's always got that kind of, you know, wise old man mm-hmm. father figure thing happening.
Yeah.
So I think Morgan Freeman is hugging you saying, you know, it's okay.
It's okay to have...
I take out the black thing. I don't
think... Yeah, F you.
What?
No, but here's what my immediate impression of your dream. The winter represents, you know, death, kind of the final season, and everything's wrapping down, the end of your life kind of thing.
Why am I listening to this? Why am I listening to a guy who works at Price Club?
Forget it. It's not a disc jockey.
Please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. I don't know if you mentioned it before, but Morgan Freeman and Greg Kinnear were in the movie Nurse Betty. Did you just recently see that?
Well, I saw it within the last month, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, maybe I don't do dream analysis, but I just want to throw that there. Maybe that was still in your mind. I don't know how it connects, but...
Thank you.
And it should be pointed out that Morgan Freeman was Greg Kinnear's father in that movie.
That was Chris.
Right, Dr. O'Mara.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Geronimo.
Thank you, Dr. Mike.
Dr. Mike.
Thank you, Dr. Mike. No, Dr. I don't analyze dreams, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, yo.
Steve from Mobile. I was browsing on the internet the other day, and I found a WAV file of Casey Kasem going off on the air and, like, cussing and stuff.
Well, we've got those tapes.
You got it?
We got them.
The one where he's talking about, like, the little dog, and he's reading the letter about the dog and everything.
Yeah, we got that tape. Had it for years.
Cool, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you later. You're obviously still thinking about this.
Well, I'm thinking it was a mistake to discuss this.
No,
I'm just kidding.
No.
That's what I'm really thinking. I'm thinking kidding. It was a mistake.
I don't really think... I don't know about that dream.
Yeah.
I mean, you're naked. You're at a party naked with Greg Kinnear.
No. I'm not naked.
Okay, but you're at a party where there were men and women naked?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But he's with you. when you see the naked people.
Greg Kinnear is my brother in this dream.
He's your brother?
He's my brother.
Oh, that changes everything.
Oh, really?
Yep.
How does that change everything?
You just want to hook up with a guy like Greg Kinnear and go out and chase some skirts.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, Don.
Yes.
I think I know what your dream is all about.
Of course
Morgan
you do.
Freeman is your dad. Did you grow up in a lower middle class neighborhood?
No, we were regular middle class.
Okay, well, the storm, I think the guy was right, the end of your life. The whole thing with, like, you know, everyone being naked, taking down the defenses. Is your dad in good health?
I don't know. I don't speak to my father. That's the truth.
Well, I think part of it is, like, your son gets older and you start to, you know, see the father-son relationship
you
have with your own...
I could go pay somebody $170 for this kind of crap.
No, you can get it for free. I'm right here.
Yeah, I know I could.
Okay. I could analyze anyone's dream. I really can. I'm very good at it.
Those were my dreams. That was a dream.
Interesting.
The death thing with Greg Kinnear and then, you know, the penis contest.
You know, I will tell you that I dream about celebrities also. I dream about famous people, and I wonder how many people do. I wonder if that's... You know, because we do this for a living and we're thinking about that, or if that's the way a lot of people are. I mean, I dream about famous people quite often.
And you know something else about dreams? I keep hearing that people dream in black and white, that you never dream in color. Mm-hmm. Now, the dream I had with Greg Kinnear in the snowstorm, that was definitely a black and white dream.
Mm-hmm.
But the second dream with the girl in the yellow dress?
Yellow.
That was not a black and white dream, because that was a yellow dress.
It's very cool. I don't think I even process whether I'm dreaming in black and white or in color. I'm very bad at remembering dreams.
I hardly ever have a dream that I remember.
Same here.
You know what I mean? But I had two killer ones in one night.
Amazing. I had a dream where a train was going into a tunnel.
Did you fall into a field of bananas?
Falling. I have had dreams. We might have discussed this a long time ago. I've had a couple of dreams where I fall and land like on my privates.
Ouch.
Like I land on my balls. Like on a spike.
That means you're a fag.
Thank you, Don. Thank you. Paybacks are wonderful.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Hey, I'm not a dream analysis guy either, but both my parents were psychologists, and I'm really impressed with Mike's ability to ferret this one out.
Thank you. And yeah, coming from a background of you know, having people in the business, I can understand why you would
and
be.
Sure.
You know, sometimes it takes decades, well into your adult life, to fully accept yourself. Come out of the closet.
Okay. All right. Goodbye, F you.
Oh,
well, F you.
Well, F you.
It's been the last time the last time I share a great drink with you.
Oh. There's nothing wrong with it.
Thank you. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Oh, I'm glad you're having fun. I'm having night terrors, and I'm glad you're laughing about it. We have to do a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look at you. You're so sexy. I'm getting a Woody just looking at you.
They faced those demons before. Don and Mike.
All right, now listen. Chuck Stossel's here, but I want to postpone him for one moment, all right? Because Lisa tells me there are a couple of interesting calls online.
Good.
And as always, we're the listener's friend.
We are indeed.
Rather give you what you want to hear than what you have to hear.
Let's chat with some friends.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hold on. Let me go to the other friend first.
Hold on a second.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this the Stoops soup stirrer? Hello.
Oh. Why?
I don't know.
You think she was not bright enough to realize it was us?
I don't know.
We're sorry. The number of the last incoming call is marked private. And cannot be returned using this service.
Ain't that a bitch?
Well, you were on the air, lady, if you wanted to do that. So.
But I wasn't calling back to bust her chops. I was calling back to
see if she maybe, got confused.
That she actually does stir the soup.
Please do.
All right, let me see if the other interesting call pans out. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Buddies.
Hi, buddy.
Quick question. Actually, a problem.
Yes.
Lately, I've been doing a laundry lately, and I've been finding gifts in my girlfriend's underwear. Now, you know, I'm not accusing her of anything, but I also know where she's the type of girl, she walks, she adjusts on herself. But basically, what I want to know, is there a difference between a girl's gist and a boy's gist?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Big time.
You're saying that you do the laundry.
Uh-huh.
And you have found...
Love juices.
Jizz in her black underwear.
Jizz in her black underwear.
Yeah.
Wow. What are they? Are they stains or is it...
It's stains. It's dry. It's dry. It's dried up. They're stains. They're definitely just stains.
Patches, right?
Uh-huh.
It depends. I mean,
the easiest way to solve this would be for you to get a pair of the tainted panties, and for you to, through your own means, put some jizz on them. And then see
if it looks the same.
If that stain matches the stain that's on.
What a brilliant way of solving that problem.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah?
You know, because, listen, girls do have junk that comes out.
Oh, of course they do. Yeah. Some more than others.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Some way more than others.
Hello.
Sure.
Right.
Okay. All right, thanks for helping me out, guys.
Some girls, you look in their underpants, it looks like Pablo Picasso was down there doing something. I mean, really, you know, you see the guy with one ear and the guy with half an arm, and you got your reds, you got your oranges.
Oh, man, it's a Matisse.
You got some browns.
Lovely.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Wonderful palette.
All
right. Well, let us know how that turns out.
Yeah. It's kind of, I don't want to accuse her, though. It's kind of making me angry.
I think that's smart. Just to be cagey until you're sure.
Do you think if it's not a guy's jizz?
No, because I know her. I know her. When she walks, she can mess all over herself. That's how she is. But it's been coming up too much. I've been saying it too much,
So what you're saying is she's got a lot going on down there normally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what you're seeing, if it's not a guy's jizz, what do you think it might be?
I think it's from her, but I just wanted to know if a difference between a guy and a girl's.
Well, I think it would smell different.
A smell different?
It would certainly taste different.
It would definitely taste different.
No, I don't want to go that far.
But I think you could do a sniff test.
Do a sniff test?
Yeah. I mean, you could smell it to see if it smelled like girl.
Yeah, I think there's a difference in odor between girls and guys.
Do you have the panties right there?
No, I sure don't.
But I mean, really, I think that would be the quickest way. And, you know, catch them when they're relatively fresh.
Okay. All right.
Right.
All right, I'll call you guys back and let you know how it goes.
And don't forget my suggestion about making the, making your own stain.
Okay, I would do it. I'm going to do it.
Very good. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Is the stain crusty?
Yeah, it's crusty because it's dried up. Yes.
Oh, that's a bad sign.
Flaky?
Not too much flaky. Then again, it's flaky.
Hey, I'm getting a little queasy right now.
Could you break off a chunk of it?
No, you can't do that.
You ever been in a restaurant where you order a Caesar salad and they bring you the Parmesan cheese that just comes in one...
Shaved.
One, oh, no, it's not
no,
like
no,
that.
No, not shaved.
It's not like that.
It almost looks like a cracker.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Very thin, thinly like... cut away. It's like shaved off the top instead of the real thin little skinny.
Uh-huh. And you actually break pieces off?
Right, exactly.
You can break you can break pieces.
Well, you know, I think a sniff test and Don's solution is probably the best way to go.
Sniff test?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And of course, the side-by-side analysis.
Yeah, if the sniff test is inconclusive, then, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh. But you're saying you could break a piece off of this crusted material.
It's crusty a little bit. I mean, not that crusty, but a little, crusty.
Hmm. Do you trust your wife?
I trust the whole, yeah.
You think she might be having an affair?
She could be.
Mm-hmm.
She could be.
Who do you think she might be having an affair with?
I don't know. That's the good thing. I would never know because if she's doing it, she can hide it pretty well.
Hmm. And if she is having an affair and you think she is, what are you going to do?
Oh, no, I'm not going to do nothing crazy. I'm just going to just go have an affair back on her.
Excellent solution.
There you go.
There you go.
All righty.
That's right.
I think it's a terrific idea.
And if you decide that you need to do that, call Lisa.
Okay. All right, guys.
Call our... I don't mean Jack Diamond's Lisa. I mean call our Lisa.
Oh, yeah. Right.
The Lisa who works on our show.
All right.
All right,
guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I'm good. Another friend made, another person helped.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. I'd flip out if I looked at Frida's underpants. If there was stains big enough that I could pick off a piece.
Oh, I'd freak out. I think the sniff test will tell him right away.
Yeah.
How long does, I hate saying that word when we're talking about it in reality.
What, jizz?
Yeah, I do. How long does that have an odor? I wouldn't know.
You know what? Homo Joe would know. Call us, Homo Joe.
There you go. Good idea.
Tell us about the odor of jizz.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, hi.
Yeah.
Buzz gave a news story about a week or two ago about a place where you could sit in your spouse's underwear with a sample of your own specimen, and they would tell you whether that was your male DNA or someone else's.
And that's on the web?
Yeah, he gave out the address during his news 1 or 2 weeks ago.
It's been a few weeks ago, but we did talk about, you know, spying on your spouse and people you could
that.
Hire.
That'd be a good solution for that guy.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, okay. Thank you.
Love you guys.
All right, love you. I mean, like you.
It's amazing what that internet can do.
See you again. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Sam Huff.
Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Sam, hold on. I want to stop you right now.
Uh-oh, I remember.
We've been on a tremendous roll since we started the PTAA. Today's show's been great. Sam, I'm sorry. I got to cut you off.
I understand, Donnie.
You're done.
I understand, Donnie, but let me say it's been a great run, and I appreciate you guys.
Round of applause. Very gracious. Good job. In his exit. Any farewell words from you, Sam Huff?
Well, I'd just like to say that I am the greatest linebacker in the history of the NFL.
Yes.
And I guess today...
And for the last time, I have come up on the short end of the...
There you go. All right.
Goodbye forever.
Bye, Sam.
Guys, thank
you. Bye-bye.
This is Sam Huff.
All right.
Farewell.
I'm glad we were able to end that as friends.
Yeah. Well, so much for Sam being on the bubble.
The last few times he called, remember?
Yeah.
His stuff just wasn't funny.
The bubble just burst.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
Mike Landis calling you. Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Hey, we got a call.
H-Y-D-D.
We got a call from Morris yesterday.
Yes, I realize that. That's why I'm calling today. Listen, I have a personal question for you guys.
And, of course, everybody, this is Mike Landis from the 10 o'clock news.
Yes, right now. Right now.
Yes, Mike.
Personally, how many times a day do each of you guys pick your nose? Because I can't stop.
Mike Landis can't stop picking his nose?
No. During the break, I cannot stand it. And, you know, since you guys are an adult like me, I need to understand how many times a day I'm doing it in the car, in the bathroom, in the shower. I'm dead serious. Right now.
He's dead serious. It's tough to come up with a number, isn't it?
You know, it depends.
Do you guys do it constantly, or do you just blow your nose? Do you actually pick it, and what do you do with it?
I blow my nose more than pick.
I blow more than pick. There are days when I blow a lot, and there are days when I forget to blow, and when I forget to blow, I pick.
Do you slick it on the carpet when you're done?
Let me ask you a question. When you're doing the 10 o'clock news there,
yeah.
if you pick a nice, big, juicy one, you ever flick it on Sue Palka?
No, I try to wipe it on Sue Palka sometimes, but Tracy sometimes.
Tracy?
Yeah.
That's fair. I pick mine mostly in the car.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Mike Landis.
Right now.
Mike Landis from Channel 5, everybody. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
He might be getting close to the bubble range, too.
I believe so.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Marcy. I just wanted to talk to you guys about the guy who thinks his wife is cheating on him.
Yeah.
Well, women naturally have a discharge.
Well, I think we kind of discussed that some women do have stuff that comes out.
Right, and actually there's more of it at certain times of the month when they're ovulating. So it doesn't really necessarily mean that his wife is cheating on him.
Well, I think the lab will be the judge of that.
Well, but... just to let you guys know, probably nothing he should be worried about.
The lab and his taste buds.
and normally there shouldn't be an odor.
See? Right. But if there is an odor, he should be concerned. Well,
and
wait a minute.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. Hold there on. Is an odor, too.
Honey.
How do we let that one slip by?
I'm telling you, if you're talking about, you know, this is you walking down the street on a hot day, and you're making all of that in your underpants, you can't tell me that someone would pick up those underpants with a pair of tongs, smell them, and go, fresh as a daisy.
Yeah, it would not be the unscented variety.
Maybe on a very hot day, no.
There you go.
Okay, probably even in wintertime.
I don't know.
I mean, have you got lots of discharge? Are you a girl with lots of discharge?
No. Oh,
of course not. what are the girls you see at the gym?
Well, I wouldn't know about them.
I'm the Stairmaster.
It's different at different times of the month.
Okay. So occasionally, though, at least a couple of times a month, you do have...
Once a month. Yes.
Yeah, you got the VVFs happening. You ever have to throw those underpants away?
No, just wash them.
Just wash them. And again, for those of you who weren't with us yesterday, that's the sound of the VVF. Back to a blood fart. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks for being honest.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, I have a talent.
All right, the talent show.
All right, forgot about it. What's your talent?
Playing tug of war with my butt crack.
Tug of war with your butt crack.
How would you do that?
Okay.
All right. Sure.
Yeah, that's good.
Sure. Yeah, hold on. We'll get your info.
Okay, cool.
Hold on.
Clean up before you come down here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hey. How you doing? Hey, Donnie boy, how you dreaming?
How you dreaming?
Gay. According to Mike, very, very gay.
Very gay.
Hey, I got a little talent for you. I don't know if you like it, though.
All right, you want to sign up for the talent show?
Yeah, it's more of like moronic than of a talent, but I can take. Is there like a saloon down the road where I can have some drinks before the show?
Sure.
All right. Actually, yeah. I mean, I can have some cans of beer, so I just need to get some empty cans of beers. And I can run as many as you want, just run across the room with the can on my forehead and crush it into the wall, dead flat.
Cool. How many cans could you do?
Throw a number out.
10. You'd have to do 10, 15, 20.
Sure. I'll try 10 or 15.
All right, good. You're in. Hold on, please.
All right.
Good. Now, that's the type of talent
you're
we're looking
for. Good.
What?
You doing good?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. How you doing? That's the type of talent we're looking for.
Yeah, we got a tug of war with a butt crack and got a guy with a beer can and a magician.
That's right. I forgot about the magician.
That's right, but no juggle sticks.
Absolutely.
Juggle sticks.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to let you know that you can actually see semen under a UV light. So you can tell that guy to hold his, take his wife's underwear to the local fish store, stick it under in one of the tanks, and you should be able to see it.
Well, couldn't yep, you, but you can see the other stuff,
you,
too.
You could see her
I don't think so.
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't think both shows up.
Yes.
Now, why would Jizz show up
and
her
woman's stuff is like invisible ink?
Yeah, come on, listen, that stuff would show up.
No, I think it's only the men's jizz.
Sir, I'm just guessing here, but I don't believe you're a doctor.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, I got a joke for Mike.
Don't we have a no-joke policy on this show?
No. Yeah, well, why is the joke for me?
Oh, but it's funny.
No, I'm not going to take that responsibility.
Oh, please.
No, absolutely not.
No, listen, the only way
we... when you say joke's for me, then I'm blamed for the joke.
The only way that we take a joke is if you give us your telephone number, we call you back. If the joke sucks, we give your phone number out over the air.
No.
So you have to be sure about your material.
Mm-hmm. It's, you guys will crack up, I guarantee
it. Well, if that's the case, put your phone number on the line.
Oh, can't do it.
Okay, see, it must not be that funny.
Right.
Well, it is funny.
But you're not sure of your material.
Well, I'm positive of the material, but I can't give the phone number.
Why? If it's funny, if we laugh, and we won't lie to you, if we laugh, then we won't give the phone number out.
Well, I'm already screwed. I'm on the air.
No. You give us the number off the air, dummy. Then we call you back. And then if the joke is not funny, then we give the number out.
Can't do it, guys.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay. That's okay. Good judgment.
Hey, Mike, I got a question for you, though.
Yes.
Seriously.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago, you made a comment.
No, I didn't.
Offhand comment. Drink up, Shriner. Do you know where that comes from?
Yeah, it comes from George Carlin.
It does come from George Carlin.
Yeah, George Carlin, it's some album where he says, I always say, drink up, Shriners, when I see a couple of them. And it always cracks me up when I say it, because I love it. It's one of my favorite George Carlin lines. Did you know it from George Carlin?
Pardon me?
Did you know it from George Carlin?
We used to say it in high school 20 years ago, but we probably got it from George Carlin, too.
Yeah, right.
That's
right.
You got it from there. That's when it was popular.
And George Carlin's album, was that album called AM/FM? Do you remember the Brown album that had... the Hippy Dippy Weatherman on
it.
It
was that same album. You know,
Why No Radio.
And I'll leave this guy with a joke. Why do men on average die before women?
Why?
Because they want to. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you guys like the Three Stooges, right?
Of course.
Which did you guys prefer?
Well, we've always had a debate about this.
Well, I'm talking, like, did you like Larry Fine's comical face, or did you like Howard...
I'm going to delete that out.
Clever.
But that's a clever way to try to get that guy's name into the show.
I love you guys.
Love you.
That's right. I like that.
We appreciate the fact that you're really clever. But we have to delete that out.
Oh, it made me laugh.
Yeah. Thank you, though.
Okay, take it easy.
All right. Bye-bye. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's great.
How you doing?
How you doing, dude Chickle?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I got a talent for you.
All right, what's your talent?
I can take off my shirt
and put denatured alcohol on my nipples and light them on fire.
Come on down.
You the man.
I can run around and do it in my underwear if you like.
Now listen,
probably don't like that, but...
When are we doing this show? Are we doing it tomorrow?
Thursday, she said.
Thursday. All right, Thursday it is then. Talent show, Thursday, October 5th.
Good job. Look forward to that one.
A couple weeks ago...
Oh, no.
I solved a mystery for...
Hold on. Here comes Charlie.
Can't have fire.
Why can't you have fire?
Could this man be injured by that fire?
Absolutely not.
Don't we have a waiver?
Not against fire.
My nipples are calloused.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, come on.
Nope. Standards and practice wouldn't allow fire. Charlie doesn't come in unless it's absolutely a sure thing, sir, unfortunately.
And I'm trying to find out about the guy banging his head with beer cans.
Oh, please. Please. A guy should be able to smash beer cans with his head.
Severe brain trauma?
That too.
Come on. God damn, how many different ways are they going to try to handcuff us while we're doing this show?
Handcuffs. Now there's a talent. Somebody do that.
Well, listen, Lisa, get this guy's information, because I'd like to debate this with Jeremy Coleman.
She's got all that.
Okay, good. Then if we have your information.
Is this the Morris Jones guy?
Yes.
Who?
You.
No.
Uh-huh.
It's not Morris Jones, I swear.
Okay.
Yeah, let me say this is Mike Landis.
It was Mike Landis.
It is.
Yeah, it's not you.
It's the original Joe Mama. It's not him.
Oh, all right. Well,
Charlie, he knows my voice.
Goodbye,
Jesus. Who needs him anyway?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got a talent.
What's your talent?
I can fart with my eye.
Hey, all right. Hey, I'm laughing already.
All right, let's see him turn that one down.
Absolutely. That won't hurt him.
All right, good. Hold on. Yeah, that's good. That's good. I'll take that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Your eye really
juggle
stinks.
Sticks.
What?
Juggle sticks.
Are you the juggle stick guy?
Yeah, I'm calling back.
No. Oh.
Don.
No.
Please.
Hey, no, you're having your magician.
I know.
No juggle sticks.
I'm not the only one, Rob. Rob, I got my guy the magician.
It would be a good quick act that would cleanse the palate.
No, no.
You could play that.
You could play that.
It would suck.
There you go.
It would suck.
No, he'd win.
No.
You said real talent.
I tell you what, why don't you just come down and do it for Mike and Rob?
Okay.
Not during the show, though.
Oh, come on, man.
Like out in the lobby.
Hey, sir, you got to sell Don. Say something. We can't help you. Don's made his decision. Only you can convince him.
Oh, come on, Don. Come on, man.
Add to the act. Add something.
The way you've explained this is...
How about I wear a thong?
You have three sticks, and one of them has to be in the air?
I heard thong.
Yeah.
I heard thong.
No, come on. Please.
He'll bring a naked woman with you?
Nah, I couldn't do that.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, well.
Goodbye, juggle stick man. You would have done it in a thong.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You called me gay. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I've got a talent for you.
What is it?
I want to catch a bullet in my teeth.
Okay, listen, if they won't let a guy set his nipples on fire, they're not going to let you catch a bullet in your teeth.
Is this pen?
Out of a gun.
Is this pen or teller?
Oh, it's not coming out of a gun?
Yeah, you know.
But he's going to throw it up in the air and catch it.
Oh, please.
I'd rather have the juggle stick guy. Trickster.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
I can snort cocaine up both my nostrils.
Show. Oops. Hello, Don and Mike.
This is the Don and Mike place.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Don and Mike, how you doing, this is Tommy?
How you doing?
How you doing, big guy? What's up, man?
How you doing?
I got a talent for you, buddy. I can outdrink Mr. 40 in a heartbeat.
No, again, no. Sorry, not a real talent. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I have a talent.
You have a talent? What is it, honey?
I have a talent.
You what?
I have a talent.
What is it?
I can flick you off with my toes.
You can what?
You can give people the bird with your toes?
Yeah, I can flick you off with my toes.
You can flick us off?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, flip you the bird with my toe.
What did I just say?
That's what you said. Give him the finger.
Yeah. Do you understand what giving the finger is?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. I'm on a cell.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. Can you do it without your shirt on?
No. Sorry. My boyfriend would be happy with that.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Listen, I'm going to turn down the jiggle sticks.
Yeah,
guy.
I agree.
I'm going to turn
jiggle
down
sticks.
I'm going to juggle sticks.
I think that's good. I think adding You know, we can embellish it a little bit. Say, yeah, you know, you come down if you want to do this.
If you got some, lame down. See?
Yeah, I didn't
see, there was the first horror of today's show.
Absolutely.
All right, so if you want to be in the talent show on Thursday, when we're going to be giving away the $1,500 gift certificate to the Sharper Image that we should have given away last week, just call Lisa. If she gets any good ones, we'll put them through. We have to break right now.
Right now.
Then we'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
I got something here you might want to see. I hate when people talk during the movie.
America's most cunning linguist, Don and Mike.
All right, now listen, because he is simply a man who you cannot pin down to any schedule.
Oh, he's a happening guy. Things happen in his life. He's all over the country.
Joining us on Tuesday instead of Wednesday, which was moved from his previous day of Friday. Here now is movie man Charlie Stossel.
Hey bud, what's your problem?
I have corporate people coming into town tomorrow, and I'm driving them around all day.
No problem. No problem.
3 14-hour days. I can't wait.
No problem. I have a special phone call for you, and another letter for you.
I hope this is not disturbing prison mail.
Not as disturbing as the last one.
That's good. Not as disturbing, Charlie.
First, let me see if this is a guest call or hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
My name is Brett.
This is not
calling about your talent show.
Wait, this call's not for you, Charlie. Yeah, what's your talent?
I play the practice chanter for bagpipes.
You play the what?
It's a practice chanter for the bagpipes.
Practice chanter?
Chanter, yeah.
What is that?
Huh?
What is that?
It's what you use to learn how to play the songs on bagpipes.
Does anybody understand what this guy's saying his talent is?
No, he's talking about something obscure, but nobody knows.
I play the bagpipes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. BFD.
I was just calling for your talent show.
You know, listen, if I turn down a guy with juggle sticks, I'm going to turn down a bagpiper.
Okay, well...
Unless you bring a naked woman with you.
I just lost my job the other day.
Okay, call Jack Diamond. Okay?
F you, Don Mike.
Right, F you.
Thank you.
F you.
Please. Jesus Christ.
Friend me.
Jesus Christ.
Wonder why he lost his job. Maybe because people couldn't understand him?
Charlie, here. Here is your guest call. Calling from the correctional facility in D.C., the guy who writes letters about how he wants to quarter you and eat you, say hello to your biggest fan, Scott Breeze.
Let's make sure we're rolling tape.
Hey.
Hannibal.
Hey. Charlize.
How's it going, Hannibal?
Charlize. My friend.
Charlize.
Now, how is it that a guy in the Hoosegal can call our show?
I have connections. I can make things happen.
Are you in the joint? Are you in the joint as we speak right now? What room are you in?
As we speak, I'm at CTF.
What's that?
The Central Treatment Facility.
Treatment, a key word.
Oh,
yes, it's for the more violent offenders.
Oh my
good
God!
Good for you, sir.
Jesus Christ! And listen, what is it that you find? Let me ask you on behalf of all of the prisoners who write letters. What is it that you find so appealing about the personality of Charlie Stossel?
We have such anger management problems. There's such an easy thing to focus on with Charlie. All of the anger and aggression and the hate that is built up within us is just focused on this man who gives away the ending of every goddamn movie. Sorry, that he ever.
Well, sir, I don't give away the endings. Don doesn't. By the time it does get to the prison theater, I think everyone has seen it on network television by then.
Not necessarily.
Let me ask Charlie Broyhill to step in here so we can have some verification that this is really the guy calling from prison.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know how he knows for sure that this is the guy calling from prison.
Sounds like he's in the bus station.
Yeah, not just some guy jerking our chain.
No, it sounds like, I actually hearing in the background, it could be like the, you know, a big room where, you know, you look up and there's cells.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to talk to a guard?
Have you had anal sex today?
Not today.
Not today.
Yeah, we've been on lockdown.
You say you'd put a guard on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to talk to a guard.
Hold on a minute. Hey, CO.
It's probably just his bitch. Probably his girlfriend.
Hold on a second.
second. He's distracted.
You know, it sounded like
I
Union.
I'll tell you what I hear in the back, but it sounds like a guy going.
Hold on a second.
It's like the Shawshank Redemption prison
Mr.
to me.
Hicks, hold on a minute.
It's either Union Station or Penn Station.
That was Mr. Hicks.
Or it's the jail. Who was that?
That was Mr. Hicks. He's doing a shakedown right now. He's a little bit distracted.
All right, tell us something about prison life that would verify it. What time is lights out?
11 o'clock in the evening.
And what time do they wake you up in the morning?
The breakfast trays come around. We have to eat on our unit, so the breakfast trays come around about 6:30.
What was for breakfast today?
This morning, hash browns, grits, and eggs, I believe.
Well, better breakfast than I had.
That's for sure.
What's your?
We don't have a taxpayer's can afford us.
What is your convict number?
208-323.
What's prison issue? What are you wearing?
I'm wearing sort of like surgical scrubs, only they're dark blue.
Hold on, here comes Charlie Broyhill.
Sounds legit.
Hey, Charles Broyhill, can you tell us how you know for sure that this guy is really calling us from the Hooskow?
I didn't take this call this time. Lisa did.
Okay, well,
ordinarily, he calls collect.
Lisa, would you come here? I just would like to double check.
Yeah, we're just verifying. Yeah. When are you getting out, sir?
Well, I have a parole hearing in February, and the papers should be processed by this summer.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
I invite you over for a barbecue, Charlie. We can celebrate.
How do you know this guy's really calling from prison?
We get a call on the hotline in the back, and it's an automated thing. It says, you have a collect call from such and such facility. He says his name, and I have to press a certain button to accept, and it says your call will be monitored to ensure blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Right. Charlie's squirming now. I'm not squirming.
Thank you, Lisa.
Bring this guy on. You know, I'm going to have the barbecue. I'll have the barbecue, sir. Come on down.
Do you prefer Just Western bring or it. Southern barbecue, Charlie?
What?
Do you prefer Western or barbecue sauce?
Whatever you'd like, sir.
Or Southern barbecue sauce.
Bring it on.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen, for the record, you know, just so...
What are you in jail for, sir?
Well, someone brought a knife to a gunfight.
You don't get... What are you in for?
He shot that? Somebody, Charlie.
Thank you. Well, I want to hear him say it.
Well, he said that. You bring a knife to a gunfight. Obviously, the guy that goes to jail is the guy that brings the gun.
Yeah, not the guy who brought the knife.
Because the guy that brought the knife ain't around anymore.
I'll be sure to be at that parole hearing in February.
Did you kill anybody?
The public is not invited to the first... You can come to a rehearing and protest.
Did you kill anybody?
Mm-hmm. Not on purpose.
Oh, Jesus.
Really, Mike's a killer.
Oh,
that's wonderful.
My God.
Jesus.
None that I would admit to.
Oh, okay.
You think I'd admit to that on the radio? Are you mad?
Now, listen. What are you in for right now?
What?
Are you in right now for murder?
Mm-hmm.
He's so full of it.
So you are in for murder.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, let's analyze
this.
We have
1 minute left.
I'm afraid we'll have to wrap this up.
And in that 1 minute, wow.
All right, you have 1 minute. Well, what do you want to say to Charlie Stossel in 1 minute?
Charlie, I guess you're just our sort of taste of fellow, that's all.
Hey, you know, in American Beauty, Kevin Spacey's dead.
Yes.
There you go. Just gave away
Thank
the
ending. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You just gave away the ending.
Yeah, see, by the time it gets to the prison theater now, he'll know.
We love you, Charlie.
Hey, in the Sixth Sense.
Thank
Guess
you.
Guess what?
So
Bruce
much.
Willis is dead.
Oh! Damn you.
All right, I want to wait and see
the
what
ship
happens.
Ship sinks in Titanic.
I want to wait and see what happens at the end of this call.
The ship sunk?
Yes.
Went right down.
What else? I hear they have self-adhesive stamps and blue M&Ms now, too.
Jesus.
I'd say I should be laughing at a murderer, but it's funny.
Are you really in for murdering somebody?
It wasn't my fault. It was manslaughter. I played the manslaughter.
No. Come on.
Now, on the end of the call.
He's gone.
He's gone.
The mystery will continue.
Hey, in the Patriot, we won the war.
Jesus.
You're angry.
F him.
Whoa!
Yeah, I know.
Perfect storm. The ship sinks, sir.
It's a little loose.
They all die.
Charlie, now you're just ruining it for everybody who's listening.
Everybody.
All the people not in jail. There he is. We want to thank Scott for calling in from prison.
Alan from the big house. He really didn't get a chance to get into what he was in there for, but it sounded like manslaughter.
That's okay.
If so, he's the happiest murderer I've ever
had the pleasure. Has a Manson quality
to him. Speaking to.
Sounds like perhaps he might be getting out soon. Yeah. Well, maybe by next summer.
Well, I'll be sure to bring him by on Wednesday.
Listen, I'm sure these phone calls can't help his cause.
No.
I wouldn't think so, but I mean, you never know.
Nor the letters in the Nicole Simpson safety deposit box I have going.
Yeah, it gets you stirred up, which is fun to watch.
I'm glad. I'm glad it entertains you, Mr. O'Meara.
If the guy's really in there for murder,
he has to be the dumbest man in the world doing this.
You know, who knows? And we will never know. But it's I think he did call from the central treatment facility. Yes.
Didn't he send us a letter
you
one time?
Treatment.
Didn't he send us a letter said he was in there for writing bad checks, or was that another guy?
That might have been. There have been so many prisoners.
A lot of the white collar criminals seem to enjoy corresponding as well.
In the minimum security, but if he's in the D.C. jail,
yeah,
you know,
that's not a good place.
No, it's a very bad place.
Hello, according to Libby. Jail is usually a bad place.
Turn down your radio, please. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Donna, Mike Show.
How are you?
Are you in prison?
No, I'm far from prison.
I think there's a girl with a talent.
I do have a talent.
Oh, beautiful. Our talent show on Thursday.
What is your talent, ma'am?
I have a wonderful talent, and it's just for you guys.
Okay, what is it?
It is I can suck my own nipples.
Come on down.
Wonderful talent.
That's a great talent.
Good job.
You guys would enjoy that talent.
Come on down.
Excellent. You have a good chance of winning.
What's your name?
My name is Wendy.
Wendy, hold on, please.
Hey, Wendy, before you go, who is the celebrity you most resemble?
You know what? It's been killing me. I wish I could come up with one, but I would like you guys to see if you can come up with one, because I can't figure it out.
Are you a big girl?
No, not tremendously.
Mm-hmm. All right, come on down.
Very nice.
Come on down.
Okay.
Little element of surprise. See you Thursday for the Big Talent Show.
Thursday.
Excellent. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, are you talking to me?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, my name's Molly.
Oh, Molly, you have a talent too, right?
I do, but I don't think I can beat Wendy.
Well, that's okay. You know, it's an open competition. What's your talent?
Well, I can put my hands behind my back and then bring them over to the front of myself without unclasping them.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Hey, wait, can I say something now?
Listen, honey, really, a lot of women can suck their own boobs, but... I don't think that's it.
You mean a lot of women can bring their hands over there?
No, what I meant was a lot of women can suck their own boobs, but that's something we wouldn't mind seeing.
Right.
Yeah. I think an equal number of women can take their hands. You know, you got to be double jointed.
Unless you did it topless.
Yes.
There you go.
Correct.
I have to tell you, though, that when I was 12 years old, I met you guys.
Yeah.
At the Tyson's Corner Mall, you guys gave me a T-shirt.
Would you do a topless?
No, I don't think you guys want to see that.
Really?
Why?
I don't know.
Why? We're not homo.
Okay. Oh, I don't think I can do that, though.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the true answer.
I'm a total wimp. That's why.
That's all right. You're not a wimp. That's
okay,
fine.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. We just asked.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. But don't think less of us for asking.
Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello, Don.
Hi.
Hi, will you do a topless?
Do you have a talent?
Yeah, I'm a whip cracker. I can crack multiple whips and juggle them and that kind of thing.
Come on. Could you do it in a small studio?
Sure.
It is kind of an audio. It is kind of an audio.
I've got bigger size whips, but I'll bring a smaller whip.
All right, you know, I'll make it up to you for the juggle sticks.
Yeah. I'm not taking responsibility. You make this call.
No,
skin off my ass if the guy doesn't come down here. Absolutely not. It just I was at, you know, a whip. I'm thinking, you know, you hear the sound of the whips. Ooh, big fun.
No, that I'm afraid no.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
I love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Care. We appreciate the fact you listen. Thank you. Hello,
what a
Don.
Gracious man that was. Yeah.
Don and Mike Show.
Gracious whip crack.
Hello.
Hi, I'd like to talk to you about the guy you gave the phone number out of. I talked to him after you gave him the phone number out on the air last Thursday.
Oh, the guy from last week? Yeah, what about him?
Oh, he actually had an argument with me on the phone for about 20 minutes.
He probably enjoyed it.
Oh, he loved it.
That was good for him.
I called him collect.
Guy's a prick. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, see ya. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Radio God, how you doing? I got a talent for you.
What's your talent?
I can do facial impressions.
Facial impressions?
I don't think that translates real good on the radio.
Not really good for radio.
Well, you know, that guy that played Opie, Ron Howard, when he got yelled at by...
That might be the same guy. We had to delete that joke out earlier.
Yeah, right.
I heard. A guy said something that we're not allowed to say on the air.
We got a bunch of clever people calling today.
But they're very funny. Okay, Charlie, we're going to talk about movies with you.
Sure, the stuff that comes out Friday.
Yes, and I want to read you this other letter.
Sure.
Let's do a break.
break and come back. Very excited to talk to one of your prison fans right from the big house.
I can't wait to meet him live.
Very exciting. Stand by. We'll talk movies and read mail with Charlie right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole!
Like a 5-foot fecal coil of comedy. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, so listen, kids. The talent show is officially scheduled for Thursday.
It's going to be great. There's going to be a woman licking her own nipple.
And this takes the spot of the most unusual body contest.
All right.
So we don't have to just load up with callers today. We can also get your talent tomorrow.
And listen, for all those people that have been calling, I'm sorry. We can't do the juggle sticks.
Although we do have one more person in here. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Hey, how you doing?
Great.
H-Y-D, what is your talent?
If y'all allow smoking in the building, I can have smoke come out my eyes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can do that.
Mm-hmm. Smoke out of your eyes. Now, that's something that's visual, but something that we really could explain.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Smoke comes out your eyes. Whoa!
Beautiful. Hold on, please. Hold on. Lisa will tell you about coming down here.
Smoking.
But first it's Charlie Stossel time. Oh, and you know what? I'm sorry. This is why I shouldn't pre-promote stuff like the anal monologues.
Yeah.
We got to do those tomorrow.
Okay.
We don't have the anal monologues today.
So if you have a good story about your
anus.
Duke.
Right. Tomorrow. But I think I got something even as good.
Good.
That we're going to talk about in the next break.
Mm.
But first, Charlie Stossel and his movies. And I know, Charlie, you always have an off-the-cuff, unscripted remark that you wanted to make before we talk movies.
Fine folks that bring me here every week, Doc Harry's in Centerville, Virginia.
Yeah, they actually drive you here, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
They do. And just go there, ask for me. I'll be there every night of the week. The crab cakes there are made, burgers and fries, mm-hmm. Pasta, seafood, it's all wonderful. Great place to go.
So it's a health food store.
Yeah, it is.
A big plate of ribs.
Doc Harry's is on Multiplex Drive in Centerville. Call him at 703-815-RIBS.
Right off the top of your head. Okay, before movies, here's your letter. And this is the letter that we got from the prisoner last week. The letter that we found so disturbing.
Disturbing one.
We read.
Make children cry.
We read, but not in your presence. Okay, so he writes another letter. I'm going to tell you, this letter is not so much about you. This letter is all over the friggin' place.
Come on.
And Buzz, the name of this prison, the name of the town again is
El Dorado, Kansas.
Right. And he drew you a picture, Charlie.
Oh, good. Something for the fridge.
As you can see, it's a nice...
Oh, my God.
Picture of a skull.
That's a Pink Floyd looking...
And a guy with a big axe.
Satan.
And...
he's a good artist.
He has a bunch of eyeballs coming out of volcanoes. And what I noticed about this picture, Mike, is that on the back of the piece of paper...
Yeah.
I guess you really have to scrap to find your paper in prison.
Oh, of course.
It says, I hereby request the below-described personal property be removed from the facility by the means specified. And the item that they had removed from this guy was a pair of New Balance cross-trainer size 10.5. Does not have tennis shoes in cell. Not allowed.
Uh-huh.
So whoever this guy is...
Man, can I take a look?
Take a look at the
picture. Problems with the sneakers.
There you go. He's not allowed to have tennis shoes in his cell.
Huh.
Here is the letter, Charlie.
Well, let's all cozy up to the fire.
Dear Don and Mike. Oh, hold on. At least this is we have a talent guy we should talk to. Hello, Tommy?
Yes?
Hey, buddy, what's your talent?
My talent is I can make myself fart. I can implode air through my butt and then...
like Mr. Methane.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can fart on cue?
I can fart on cue.
Do it right now.
You want me to fart right now?
Yeah, on cue.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Just put the phone down your ass.
It's got to take in some air first.
Okay, here you go.
Was that real?
That sounded real to me. That sounded just like Mr. Methane.
Was that real? Hello?
I think he's still real.
Still going.
He must drive all the women crazy.
Wow.
He's a super stud.
Tommy? Yeah, Tommy, hold on. We're going to book you for Thursday. Hold on a second.
He's great.
Hold on.
He just laughs.
That's a good talent.
That's great.
Okay. See, thank you, Lisa, for telling me we should take that call right now. Dear Don and Mike, I'm sorry that Charles will not have
the displeasure of my very freaked out letter. That expresses my feeling when I watch movies. Yes, Charles, we do get new releases one time a week. And he gives away some details that I would rather be better off seeing for the surprise. But I think he truly does not do such intentionally. However, I would not really do any of those unspeakable things. I just wanted to express my deep anger and rage when they occur. A-C-C-U-R-E. Yes, my spelling sucks ass, but I think on this I can do the unspeakables and sleep sound at night. I like Chuck in a torture test subject way. If my last letter was too intense, which evidently you believe, it was all in good prison fun.
Oh, no. Nothing as, like prison fun.
Sure. As you stated, but believe, I pick up thoughts from people around me and my own imagination. Take needle noses, get them red hot, and peel Charlie's skin off in long strips.
Again, this is not... This isn't... This is a
it's an abomination.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, look, now he's, you know...
By the way, I understand it is all good fun about Charles and the kids. Damn well hope so. Child molesters are pure maggots.
Yes, they are.
We have tortured and hurt such people in prison.
Yes, they do.
Do you feel we are wrong for that? If so, understand this. They come here and do a couple of years and talk about their cases and truly enjoy talking about it. Kansas is such an effed up state that now if you kill another person doing time, it's the death penalty. Used to be you would do a few months in the hole and get out. But here is the kitchen the prison officials treat the child... Here in the kitchen, the prison officials treat the child molesters like gods. Here is something for you, and maybe Buzz knows what I am talking about.
Uh-oh.
And then what he's going to do is, then he writes a letter that goes on to slander a public official.
Oh, my.
And I don't know anything about this public official. He writes about a woman who, something happened to her daughter. And then he writes about the deputy warden at the Lansing Correctional Facility.
Mm.
Where I was till I tried to throw a piece of SHI at her. Anyway, she was on Jenny Jones. She hates gays, yet runs a prison. She is crazy.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Okay.
I mean... I don't know. This letter is... I can't read everything that's in the letter because he slanders a lot of people who I don't know anything about.
Well, I think we get the gist of the letter.
Right, so let me go right to the end of it. Let me see. Yes, use my name and number to get access to her. Hell yes. What is she going to do to me? Lock me up? Ha ha. That's funny. I will take a different route with Charles. My thanks for putting me right. And if you want no part of the, and he mentions the person's name, thing, very cool, and thank you for your time. Your friend the pup, locked down Supermax. P.S. Rob, do you like my cartoons? Tell me what you like, and I'll draw one for you.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
You should have seen Rob put his hand up.
Rob puts his hand up to his mouth like an old grandmother.
P.S.S. It's pretty sad when Charles is picking up on kids in a Teletubbies outfit when the Saturday movie gets done in the afternoon.
Ha ha.
P.S.S. Hi, Buzz.
Hello, fellow Kansan.
All right, there you go. That's your prison mail, Charlie.
There we go.
And, well, Children's Hour coming up soon.
Wow. There's your picture. You can take that cartoon home with you. That's a wonderful cartoon. All right, now listen, now that you're done with your calls from the inmates and your letters from the inmates.
Wow.
I think I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that 5 years ago we brought Charlie Stossel on to talk about movies once a week.
Who knew he'd have a whole fan base in our nation's penal institutions?
Yeah, he comes on the show. It was like we got an hour with his mail and his phone call.
Ask that correctional facility, Charlie.
Before we even get to the movies.
Amazing.
And if you notice, Charlie, now with all your prison mail, we didn't even talk about you getting laid anymore.
Yeah. Hey, shocker.
We don't mention that at all.
Now that it's happening, we don't talk about it.
When's the last time you got some?
A few days.
A few days. Way to go. Same girl?
Yeah. Seeing her tonight.
Way to go. Yeah.
Way to go. Serious relationship?
Well, it's only been like 5 weeks, 6 weeks or something.
Regular man-on-woman intercourse?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just ask him.
He's just checking.
Just want to make sure.
He's just checking.
Well, no, never mind. No, yeah.
Okay, good. Great.
Does anybody know this woman? Has anybody here met this woman? Or?
Here involved in the show?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, all right. It's a new woman, huh?
Well, yeah.
All right. Charlie Coitus, you the man.
Way to go.
Charlie, what's new at the movies? On Friday, 3 days from now.
Let's talk about two of them. The first one is the new Sylvester Stallone movie, Get Carter.
Duh.
Yuck.
How stupid. He's getting pathetic.
He is a gangster from Vegas who goes to Seattle to search for what happens with his brother that was murdered. Along the way, he finds out a lot of things that went on. But the thing that I actually found intriguing was Michael Caine in the movie.
Oh, see, I love Michael Caine.
He goes to get Carter out from Seattle any way that he can. And Michael Caine in the original movie in the 1971 British film played the Stallone role in this. And apparently in England, this movie is seen like we see Goodfellas, and the English are very uptight about the Americans remaking this film. Like if somebody overseas with their boiled meat tried to remake Goodfellas, we'd be very skeptical about that.
Are they pissed that we're making this movie?
I think it's part of that Americanization with like U571, how it made the Americans look like we did everything with the subs, and that was actually a British movie. They're not happy from what
But we did do everything with the subs. Well, I mean, we did win the war.
Yes, we did. And Canada's...
You know, it's obvious to me Stallone is looking a little long in the tooth and trying to cover it up.
You know,
he's looking a little puffy and...
It's not as bad as you would think.
All right.
It's not...
Yo. I just want to say... Yo. It's Rocky, not, Rocky, Rocky.
It's a two-star movie, but it's not as bad as you're making it out.
All right, so you're giving it two porcelain dolls.
Two.
All right, Get Carter. We've seen the ads. We know it sucks.
Meet the parents.
Tell me it's as good as we think it is.
Yes.
I told Mike today I saw a two-minute ad for it today where they had scenes that I'd not seen before.
And they're all good?
And
all
it looked hilarious.
It takes about 15 minutes to get going, and once it gets going, it is great. Ben Stiller is such a good victim.
Yeah.
Clueless victim as to what's going on. Like in Something About Mary, it's that same type of character where he doesn't know how bad Robert De Niro is just screwing with him. And De Niro really doesn't like him. This is about a couple who goes to meet Robert De Niro, the parents, and he just does not like this guy. No guy is good enough for his daughter, and he's going to prove to his daughter why this guy is not good. Little jokes that are all over the place. The first time they meet, he says, you have an interesting name. How is it pronounced? And he says, the way it's spelled, and they spell F-O-C-K-E-R. So he proceeds to every time, let me tell you, effer, and he just yells at him, but he's just yelling at his last name.
Is it as good as everybody says?
It is madcap, wacky, hijinks. I'm telling you, it has so much in it, and De Niro is so good.
Right.
In this, you know, analyze this was a decent, I wasn't crazy about it.
I wasn't either. I didn't think it was that great.
It did great. This, though, he's a riot. Ben Stiller is good. The whole cast is very good in the movie. I can't say enough about it.
How many porcelain dolls do you give it? Four dolls?
Maybe the funniest movie I've seen this year.
Excellent. Will it beat the Denzel Washington movie this week?
Yeah.
It will?
Yeah.
All right.
$23 million, we'll say.
Thank you. Well, there he is, everybody.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico.
There he is.
Here's movie man, Charlie Stossel.
Right. Charlie. Enjoy your cartoon, Charlie.
He shows you the cartoon, gives you a little thumbs up on his way out.
There he is. Prisoners love him.
Yep.
They sure do. Judge Stossel, let's clear the lines now. Give away some stuff. Call 100. We got a prize package selected especially for you.
All right.
Phone number is 877-365-3636. And I promise you something, instead of the anal monologues today, because we're running so late, we're getting almost up to Buzz News and Comment time. Mm-hmm. We're going to call a guy in Tennessee
mm-hmm.
who's pissed about something called clown porn.
Clown porn?
Oh, no.
It features real clowns engaging in sex while wearing nothing but red noses and big floppy shoes.
There you go. And he's angry about it.
Oh, yeah. Now, why you've been mad about this, I don't know.
Hey, it's clown porn.
But we will call him right after
this. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Just remember what your old pal Bozo always says. Just keep laughing.
It's where opinions are like cowboy hats. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's do a call. 100 right now. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I was looking for caller 100.
Yeah, that's you. Hi, what's your name?
All right, Dave Price.
Who?
David Price.
Dave, call 100. You won the Fugitive Friday prize pack.
No.
Basically, this is just a pile of junk from CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning you want a Survivor hat.
All right.
Letterman T-shirt.
Ooh.
Fugitive fanny pack. And a Bette Midler CD sampler.
That's the one I want.
And just throw that away right away. Courtesy of CBS Television. Don't miss The Fugitive. Friday nights at 8 on CBS. Starring T.D. Tim Daly.
Tim Daly, The Fugitive. A storyline that certainly has been worked to death.
It has.
I mean, my God, they've gotten enough out of The Fugitive, I think.
Not yet.
TV show.
Yeah, that's old news.
TV show, movie, sequel to a movie.
Right.
And now this.
You would think Harrison Ford, yeah, they might have stopped there. But no, you have the sequel and then the TV show.
Here you go. Well, enjoy. Thank you, my friend.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Now, listen. Here's a story about corn porn. Clown porn.
Clown porn.
There's something called clown porn. I'm fascinated by this. Features real clowns having real sex while wearing nothing but red noses and big floppy shoes.
I have seen a movie where, actually it was a magazine,
mm-hmm.
where the guy was a clown and he had two women, but they weren't dressed as clowns either, so I guess this is different.
There's a group in Tennessee called Stop Clown Porn Now. And the founder of this group, who's going to be coming on our show in a second, claims that clown porn is no laughing matter. And he says, And I disagree. This is as bad as child porn.
Well, I mean,
I don't see how you draw the distinction.
No.
He says he also fears that legitimate clowns, this is the funniest part, legitimate clowns are being drugged and forced into performing in these pornos.
Oh, boy.
But so far, no clowns have filed police reports concerning such treatment.
Because they enjoyed it too much.
Even though clown porn doesn't have mainstream attention, they hope to change that by calling radio stations. So here we go.
Well, let's find out about it. I'm interested to hear his theory about how they catch the clowns and drug them. Do they take them right from the circus?
I bet it's more Clyde Beatty Cole Brothers
right.
than Ringling Brothers.
Some guy like with a van. Hey, great job, clown. Can you come over here for a minute?
Hold on. That's a fast busy. I have to redial. And we have someone else for the talent show on Thursday. Hello.
Hi, this is Cindy.
Cindy, hi. Thank you for listening. What's your talent?
Well, I can give myself a drink of my own mother's milk.
Come on down.
Oh, boy, can I?
Yeah, come on down.
Yeah, that counts.
Come on down. That's better than juggle sticks.
Oh, baby, isn't it?
Oh, baby. Okay, come on down. See you on Thursday.
I'll be there. What time?
Hold on. Lisa will tell you.
Okay, thanks.
Hold on, please. Okay, let me try the clown guy.
Anti-clown porn fella.
Who knew? Who knew that there was clown porn?
I didn't know. I mean, this is everybody dressed in a clown suit? That's what I'm at. He'll probably know.
Features real clowns engaging in sex while wearing nothing but red noses and big floppy shoes.
He calls himself Infozo?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Infozo.
Yes.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don or Mike.
Hi, it's both of us. Hope you don't mind going on the air with us.
Not at all.
We'd like to discuss Stop Clown Porn Now, if you have a second.
We are ignorant when it comes to clown porn. We didn't know that there was this epidemic of clown porn in the United States.
Yes, yes, it's out there.
Really?
It's out there, and it's just doing harm to individual clowns, to the profession of clowning and to the clown in each and every one of us.
And Fuzzo, are you a clown yourself?
No, sir. I am merely a lover of clowns and a supporter of clowns.
You mentioned that legitimate clowns, in the story we read, legitimate clowns are being drugged and forced into performing these X-rated movies.
Is that, you got that from the wireless flash news, right?
Yes, some news service.
There was some miscommunication there. That's our fear, that's happening. You know?
Why is it your fear? What possible, obviously you've seen clown porn. I have a question about clown porn itself. In clown porn, is everyone dressed in a clown suit, or is it just the guys?
Okay, well, there's three major divisions of clown pornography. The first and least offensive type is when somebody's taken your average Playboy centerfold or, you know, whatever pornographic spread and either painted, you know, on top of it.
We got to get one of these tapes to watch.
Absolutely.
You know, altered the image in Photoshop so that the model now has the makeup and
right.
the other trappings.
Okay, right. Okay.
The second, more insidious type is when people in the pornography or entertainment industries have actors who are not trained as clowns, not legitimate clowns at all, dress up and wear the makeup and, you know, juggle or okay, whatever.
All right, now what bothers you about this is the fact that these people are not real clowns?
Yes, those are not real clowns. They are manipulating the image of the clown.
And then the last one would be, like, real clowns doing it?
Real clowns
doing pornography.
Their own will or taken against their will, performing.
But that, do you have any proof that the real clowns are being taken against their will?
No. That is a fear. You know, that is the worst-case scenario.
Don't you think you might be in denial that, you know, these are just real clowns doing it of their own free will? You know, and it's just hard for you to accept the fact that maybe some of these legitimate clowns are into porn.
Yeah, and they can be into porn, that's fine. We have no problem with that. What we have problem of is the promulgation of the images of clowns engaged in pornographic sexual
porn. You think it's bad for the whole clown industry?
Yes.
Let me ask you why. I've watched pornos where they have girls dressed as, you know, Catholic school students. I've watched pornos where they've had
Eastman.
Where they've had girls dressed as nurses. I've watched pornos where there have been TV repairmen coming over. What makes...
And all those professions that you've named are adult professions.
Not Catholic schoolgirls, not girls dressed as, I mean, they're adult women.
But if this is stuff that's, like, directed towards adults, for adults, and they're not trying to get children involved in it, I mean, obviously no one wants kids to see this kind of stuff.
Right.
So if the kids are out of the equation and it's just adults.
The kids can't be taken out of the equation.
Why?
In the past 150 years, the clown has primarily been an entertainer of children.
Okay, I'll give you that.
But obviously,
in the past, the clown has, you know, intimately been associated with sexuality and the farce that's inherent in sexuality. But the clown, as we know him today, with, you know, either the white face or the auguste makeup, you know, the bells and the polka dotted outfit, big shoes and red nose, is a children's entertainer.
Okay, but even if, and I'll give you that primarily clowns appeal to children.
But if you keep, you know, this material
away from children
and don't involve children in it in any way, and it's adult material for an adult audience, what's wrong with putting on a clown suit?
Well, again, it's damaging to the profession. You know,
so the profession.
So this, the real issue here is that it damages the profession of clowns.
I'm talking. Hold on, you're talking about the integrity of clowns.
Yes, I am.
It damages the profession.
Yes. And
how does
there are unions, legitimate unions of clowns who protest against such years as Knockers, the clown.
The clowns union?
Strictly forced.
The birthday clowns union. I think it might be based in Portland, Oregon.
The birthday clowns union?
All right, well, our show is on in Portland, Oregon. On KGUI radio. Perhaps someone up there can fill us in. Listen, strictly for scientific purposes, how could we receive some of this clown pornography to view it and decide if it is
for yourself
applicable
yes.
for society?
Right. Because we understand, you know, this sounds like a bizarre problem to people who have not been introduced to it.
Oh, just a bit.
We do have research links available from our site at stopclownpornnow.org.
Okay.
If you click on the clown porn link, there's a discussion of the history of the Association of Sexuality and Clowns. And from that page, there's a link to our band links page. And your listeners can go there, see that clown porn is out there. And
now, do you have links to where this stuff can be purchased?
Purchased? No. These are all, these are the less vile examples that we've found on the internet that we have posted on our band links.
And Infozo, if I can ask you this, why this dedication to the industry of clowns?
You've got to pick your fight. You know, it's an election year. Just trying to make ourselves heard and make the clowns know we're out there and support.
How would you feel about clowns having straight man-on-woman intercourse? Is that taboo?
As you know, we seek no restrictions on
Your personal opinion.
Human experience.
I'm trying to find out from your personal opinion, would that be all right as opposed to, let's say, gay man-on-man clown sex?
Again, we have no problems with human sexuality, with consenting partners. You know, non-clowns dressing up in clowns and having sex, that's fine. Clowns dressing as normals and having sex, that's fine. The problem comes when the image of the clown is promulgated in pornographic material.
Have you interviewed any real clowns and gotten their feelings on
this? How does Larry Harmon feel about this?
Yeah, we have had some contact with some traveling clowns who help us and support the cause.
How do they feel?
These being in the higher end of the profession, haven't had to deal with the fetishist.
You see, it's primarily birthday clowns that run into this problem.
We imagine that it's probably the lower end, the less supported, the ones with fewer financial...
So, for example, a birthday clown that would be heading out to a birthday party, get to a house, be hit over the head, and then forced to engage in pornography.
That's one possible scenario.
Very good.
Do you know of any...
out there should be aware of.
Do you know of any anal clown porn tapes?
Honestly, I haven't the slightest idea.
All right, whether it's straight intercourse, oral sex, or anal, and I'm guessing since they're having sex, they're naked, it's mainly just the big nose and the big feet that bother you?
Yes. It's any using any of the trappings of the...
Can I ask you, how do you line up on Krusty the Clown and how he's portrayed on The Simpsons?
He's not portrayed as, a good, wholesome American clown, but, that's fine.
Why is that fine? Krusty the Clown is portrayed as a womanizer, an alcoholic, and a liar.
Mm-hmm. And, we've picked our fight where we've picked our fight.
Where the pornography is.
Right.
I guess I understand that.
Which is a much more egregious problem than...
For the clown industry.
Yes.
Of course.
Okay. And your web address, again, for anybody who's interested, is...
www.stopclownpornnow.org.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Infozo. Hey, listen, why don't you use a real name like Bill Smith or something?
Bill Smith sounds good. I can use that for a while.
No, I mean, why Infozo?
Because my duties within the organization are to run the website.
And is it your tribute to clowns?
Yeah, that most websites have info at...
I got you.
Whatever.
Have you always wanted to be a clown?
I respect the clowning industry immensely. Unfortunately, I don't have the training or the training, really.
Very good.
I juggle that many things.
All right.
Juggle. That's pretty good.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Infozo.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's one of those beautiful moments where you don't know whether the guy is legit or not.
Oh, no.
You don't know.
No.
You think he was serious?
Did you go to the website, Buzz?
I did. Stop Clown Porn Now. It's quite a website, and what surprises me about it is it really does have a lot of links to real pornography.
That's what I thought, Buzz. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought, that as soon as you got through, you'd have links to real porn. That tells me everything.
Like,
right,
what
there.
Are the links?
I can't... let me back up and get the list.
Okay, back up.
One of them was P Circus.
Yeah.
You know, fill in the blank there.
You can tell. He was answering all of our questions straight face.
Here we go. The band links page. That's what I'm looking at. And Bikini Bandits Under the Big Top is one of the links.
So now you can click on, you could click onto that link.
Uh-huh.
And you could hook up to that website.
Right, exactly.
All right. Click on one of those and see what happens.
Okay, I'm going to Bikini Bandits Under the Big Top. I've been to a couple of them, and they were real porn.
And here's a guy who says he can send us some clown porn.
Ah, very good.
Really? Hey, Steve?
Don and Mike from the future.
Listen, why don't you just bring us the clown porn?
I wish I could. I've got a debate party to go to tonight. I'm one of those psychos.
All right. I got you.
It's DC. What can I tell you?
You have clown porno?
I do. I've got a great one. And, in fact, I got it from a buddy whose wife discovered his cache of porn in his storage shed.
And he had to get rid of all of it?
Yeah. He said, honey, they must have been from the last guy who lived here. She said, why? Well, the copyright date, 1998. So I inherited them rather quickly. This is a number two style porno. As your special guest described, this is where a charlatan clown has his way with some non-clown women and makes all sorts of dumb jokes like, let me show you, I'm going to make my Johnson disappear now. Things like that.
All right, yeah, send it in, please.
Absolutely. If I could get, if you could put me on with Cameron, I'd love an autograph picture.
You got it. Hold on. Lisa's standing by. Now.
Oh, that is a funny listener. I'll tell you that right now.
All right, so what? That's a scam? The guy's a scam?
Yeah, I thought the guy might have been scamming us, but it was funny. He did a good job, so what the hell?
Hard to tell.
Do you thought he was legit?
I didn't know.
I think he would have gotten a lot angrier if he was legit.
I don't know.
They do sell T-shirts. You can get your Stop Clown Porn Now T-shirt from that website.
I sure like
as well.
One of those.
Yeah, but that could be a goof T-shirt also.
Sure. That is a goof
T-shirt. You can't tell.
If they have links to, sometimes those, no, if it's on their website, uh-huh. If they're linking you to other porn.
Either way, I'd like to watch some clown porn off the show.
I think we can agree on that.
I'd like to see what's happening. All right, thank you. Infozo.
Infozo.
Right. And now it's time for the news and comments.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
right.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzzozo.
Yes.
What is your lead story tonight, Buzz?
Tonight, the big debate. Watch Bush or Gore or Dark Angel?
Right, Dark Angel. I've just ruined it for you. Stay tuned, everyone.
Stay tuned for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very,
very professional, huh?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Say it again.
What's the word from Planet Crescent?
There you go.
It's the lay of the land, my friend. The Don and Mike Show.
Say it one more time.
What's the word from Planet Crescent?
Yeah, that means it's time to go to Guy Burnley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Well, the FCC has succeeded in bullying a couple of TV networks into airing tonight's presidential debate. Two networks were already on board, CBS and ABC, but NBC was going with baseball tonight, and Fox has been promoting the season premieres of that 70s show, Titus and Dark Angel. But the FCC's Susan Ness said, and I quote, "Surely networks can forego profits from entertainment for an hour and a half to allow viewers to see the leading candidates for our nation's top office debate the critical issues of the day."
Bull.
So now NBC is giving its stations two feeds and letting them decide between baseball and the debate.
Oh, okay. Then it's the same thing. Then, like, for instance, tonight on Channel 4 in New York, mm-hmm. Not a chance you see the debate.
About the Yankees.
You see the Yankees game.
Yankees!
And Fox is staying with entertainment, but now says it will offer the debate to its stations on a tape-delayed basis.
Yeah, good, right.
Go Fox.
I mean, if you want to see the stupid debate...
Right. Yeah, that's what's weird about it. If you want to see it, you've got more than enough outlets, and, right. and that's okay.
It's like when the boring State of the Union addresses are on, mm-hmm. and they're on every goddamn channel, you're searching for anything except the president.
Right.
I mean, if you really are interested in the debates... You'll be able to find the channel immediately that has them.
You know, you could make an argument for if every network felt that way, you know, we'd run out of networks that would be showing it, and you wouldn't be able to get it up for over-the-air TV. But, mm-hmm. you know, you do have two major networks, and they ought to lighten up on NBC.
Hey, exactly. Listen, this whole over-the-air TV thing is highly overrated. Doesn't doesn't just about everybody have cable now? And even, don't homeless guys have cable?
No, I think the penetration's like 70%.
Don't homeless guys have DirecTV?
Yeah. No. Yeah, they have a dish on the box.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Tiny dish.
That's what I thought.
It's a special customized dish.
We weren't expecting...
It's a lovely dish.
We weren't expecting to hear until tomorrow at the earliest if John Lennon's killer would get parole, but the decision is in already, and the answer is no. Mark David Chapman met with the New York Parole Board for nearly an hour this morning. They listened to everything he had to say and then read a letter from Lennon's widow and decided he should continue his life sentence at least for now.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes?
I hate having the son of a bitch on the phone, but joining us now from Attica...
Yes?
...is John Lennon's killer.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Chapman. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you gonna stay in there, you son of a bitch?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you're going to stay in there hopefully forever, you bastard.
No, I'm not, you bastard. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No.
Yes, you are, Mark David Chapman.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I am not.
And we're not even going to let you roar.
Okay.
Hey, can you spell prison?
Prison?
Yeah.
T-A-R-E-N.
Perfect.
Right.
Taran.
How do you spell Beatles?
B-E... Prisoner of Beatles.
D-A-T-E-N-E-R.
Right.
I'm sorry, Mark, can you spell group home?
No.
Watch it. All right, thanks, Mark. Thank you, Mark David Chapman checking in. Thank you, Mark.
How you doing,
Tom?
Roar. Roar.
There you see, that's why you shouldn't let that guy out.
I'm going to kick his butt.
Whose butt?
David Chapman's buddy, he's
going to
die tonight.
Hey, way to go, Tom.
All right, way to go. Do you know who David Chapman is?
Who's David Chapman?
He doesn't,
no. It's Mark David Chapman, and he's the rat bastard who shot John Lennon.
He's going to die tonight. We're gonna make a bomb and throw it up at...
Do you know who John Lennon is?
Yes, he's with the Beatles.
Used to be.
Can you name another member of the Beatles?
What's another one?
Can you name another? There were four of them. Can you name another member of the Beatles?
No, can you?
Yes.
What is it?
Can you name any Beatles song?
Hey, Drew.
Good one.
Was it Hey, Drew or Hey, Jew?
Hey, Drew, I think.
Hey, Jew.
Jude.
Oh, hey,
sounds like Hey, Jew to me, Buzz.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Jew.
Hard to tell sometimes.
Don't make it bad.
That's right. Got it. I love that song, Hey, Jew.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Tom.
All right,
bye-bye.
Stellar job, I might add.
Bye-bye. Hey, I was at the game Sunday, Don.
Yes, Tom.
Don.
Hey, yeah, doing like... on the announcement on the field.
What about that guy?
You know, he used to work for,
Jammin' Oldies?
Jammin' Oldies.
All right, he got fired because he sucks.
He did suck. That's what happened. I don't know why the Redskins hired him for doing all that.
I wish they'd hire you.
They should hire me at Jammin' Oldies.
How would you do it if you were the announcer? What would you say before the game?
I say...
Yes?
Let me hear you introduce Deion Sanders.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Redskins Stadium. Deion Sanders!
Beautifully done.
Right.
Nice. Excellently done. Thank you, Mark David Chapman. I mean, Tom Gavin.
Yeah.
Okay, bye, Tom.
Bye.
Bye.
There he goes. Like the one. He said goodbye this time.
And he's out.
Very good.
He's out.
Anna Nicole Smith may have won a court battle last week over the will of her late husband, but... she doesn't have the money yet, and...
this court, little girl has knockers!
Court battles aren't over yet, either. There she is now. Today, she wept during opening argument for the second round, saying she's not a gold digger who took advantage of a sick old man.
Hang in there, Anna Nicole. You'll get that money.
She was 89 when they married. She was 26. They met in the topless bar where she was working at the time. The union lasted 1 year until the billionaire oil man died. Last week, a judge ruled that she's entitled to $450 million, but now she's fighting with someone else who was left out of the will, the billionaire's elder son. The money was initially left to just the younger son.
Hold on, Buzz.
There it is.
Right.
No, warm milk.
Got to do this.
All
right. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, you just think you're so smart, don't you?
Offering the audio equivalent of manual release. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Jizz City.
Yeah.
You're going to Guy Birdley again. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The woman who was told to get married or move out from a boyfriend now won't have to do either. The Norfolk, Virginia woman is on probation for hitting our agriculture secretary with a pie. Her probation officer told her to either marry her boyfriend or move out because out-of-wedlock fornication is illegal in Virginia and because people on probation have to obey all the laws. She went to a judge who today overruled the parole officer.
Overruled.
This story is gory and sick and weird.
All right, good. Bring it on.
It hasn't all been sorted out yet either, but here's what we have so far.
Okay.
In Ohio, Michelle Bika apparently kidnapped a pregnant woman, killed her, cut her open, and delivered the baby. The pregnant woman, Teresa Andrews, had been missing for a week. Today she was found dead with an incision in her abdomen. Police also found the dead body of the killer. When they went to her home to question her, they found that Michelle Bika had apparently shot herself to death. The baby was found safe in a nearby crib. He's now in a hospital in good condition.
Wow. Well, see, now that's...
Way to go!
See, that's a story. That's a perfect story. Gory element,
mm-hmm.
But you hear the beginning and you think, awful,
yeah.
Awful,
horrible.
Yet, the baby survives.
The baby survives.
I mean, it's too bad for the baby's mother.
Very much so.
You know, but
it's
good.
Weird.
Good for the other one.
Very mm-hmm. odd.
The other crazy bitch.
Yeah, she's gone. That's good.
The World Wrestling Federation has a big fight on its hands, and this fight is not fake. The WWF is suing the William Morris Agency, saying the showbiz company is trying to get a piece of the money from the new Extreme Football League.
I'd like to throw a bunch of those agents in the ring with some of those wrestlers.
The talent agency had nothing to do with the creation of the XFL, but...
Stay cool.
I will, brother. I'm going to body slam you.
But the agency says it does have a contract that gives it a piece of all past, present, and future WWF ventures. The WWF says the contract was unreadable when the family-owned business signed it 3 years ago.
What was it unreadable? Was it like, me, think, football, good?
I put you in a time machine.
The WWF lawyer says you have to use a ruler and a magnifying glass to read this contract. The wrestling group says it also signed under duress because it was about to lose its TV deal and was, at that time, locked in a nasty battle with the WCW.
Juggle sticks.
Juggle sticks.
Sometimes life imitates life. New York City has a new river keeper for the Hudson. His name is Alex Matheson. His job is to clean up pollution.
I'm the river keeper. Stay away from my river.
Interesting that you should choose that voice. Sunday, according to the New York Post, Alex went kayaking for the first time in his life in New York Harbor. Then he made his way up the Hudson, of which he is now river keeper. And the water looked pretty clean. That's his job, to watch for pollution. It looked pretty clean.
When did he run into all the needles?
No needles at all. Just a corpse.
Okay. Touché.
That's better than a needle.
Touché, king me.
Corpse floating on the surface.
King you.
Quoting Alex, it fits every cliche of New York.
Mm-hmm.
As is often the case, police have not yet been able to identify the body.
When he ran into the corpse, uh-huh. he bounced his boat into it, and the corpse said,
"Hi, this is Sir."
That's what he said.
There you go.
The corpse fingers are orange.
Said the clogs are what kept him afloat.
Hi, this is Sir. Who says there's no originality in television?
I do.
Here's a look at the news.
I do.
Darlene!
I do.
Here's a look at the new fall season in a way you won't read or hear anywhere else by name. This year, there's Angel, Dark Angel, City of Angels, and Touched by an Angel. There's Friends and Girlfriends, and Dag and Jag. We have Norm, Normal Ohio, and The Trouble with Normal. We still have King of Queens and King of the Hill. And would it be out of line to mention Dateline, Deadline, and Nightline? There's Late Night, The Late Show, and The Late Late Show. And, of course, Today, Tonight, 7 days, 60 minutes, 48 hours, Primetime Thursday, and Once and Again. There are the adjective shows like Cursed, Charmed, and Popular. The abbreviation shows like ER and CSI. And the Lucky Number 7 show, 7 days and Seventh Heaven. This year we have the Gilmore Girls and the Madigan Men. There are lots of shows about places like The District, Providence, Grosse Pointe, Downtown, Normal, Ohio, Skin City, Roswell, Boston Public, Dateline, Gideon's Crossing, Dawson's Creek, the West Wing, the Street, and Welcome to New York. And there's a glut of one-person, one-name shows like Nikki, Ed, Norm, Sabrina, Moesha, Gina, Tucker, Becker, Frazier, Dad, Titus, Angel, Felicity, and Daddy-O. And don't worry about the confusion factor, though. Many of these shows will soon be canceled.
Yay!
You're
very good.
You're very good.
Thank you.
Hold on. Time out. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Tomorrow we're going to watch more of the J.O. tapes.
Bye.
Thursday, in-studio talent show, we'll give away a $1,500 gift certificate. A shopping spree at the Sharper Image. That's courtesy of the 15 Days of 007 on TBS Superstations. On this, 15 Days of 007 every night through October 15th. He's the man.
The man.
He's the legend. He's 007.
Ball.
In-studio talent show this Thursday, October 5th. We'll take more calls about that tomorrow. Now, here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. What do we make of this? In Manhattan, Kansas, a woman says a man with a ski mask entered her apartment early Sunday morning. She says she awoke to find the man sitting on top of her and trying to hold her down. This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio. But then, she says the man looked at her and said, "You're the wrong one."
You're the wrong one!
And with that, she says he left, telling her not to call for help for at least 10 minutes.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
I'm going to go find the right one. You stay right here.
I do.
That's her story. Police say there was no sign of forced entry. Hey, we're winning the war on drugs in Wisconsin. Two brothers, ages 74 and 80, are facing up to 30 years in prison each for growing marijuana.
Hey, listen up. That's my skull. I'm so wasted.
One of the men says he's been growing the stuff for 20-some years because he needed the money for his developmentally disabled son.
Mr. Hand.
Hi. I'm the son. Hey, Dad.
Hold on, son.
When you get dealt some more weed,
Daddy's so high.
Daddy. Down to more wacky tobacco.
Whoa! Oh, hey, Mr. Ham, isn't it our time? Huh?
The state's Department of Justice spokesman says, and I quote, "This is certainly the largest pot bust in Wisconsin this year."
Hey, Dad!
Yes, son?
I just made.
Okay, I don't care. I'm too wasted. Whee!
You guys get whacked on The Sopranos all the time, but an actor on the show got whacked for real yesterday, right in the eye.
Oh, really?
He was supposed to be hit in the head, Tony, with a golf club. He was supposed to be hit.
And he got hit for real?
Yeah, the crew.
On our show?
Yeah.
What?
The crew had a fake head standing by to take the blow for the camera, but...
They're supposed to use the fake head. They're supposed to use the fake head. They got the guy right there. Come on.
But see, first they had to get a shot of the swing, though. And
swing.
When Brian Tarantino, who plays Mustang Sally, swung at Vinny Orofino, who plays Brian Spatafore, he didn't miss like he was supposed to.
Hey, you know who was on Everybody Loves Raymond last night?
Who?
Richie Aprile. He played the Italian guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was great.
So this guy, this actor on the Sopranos set, connected with Orofino's right eye socket with that golf club.
That's got to leave a mark.
Word is, it'll be a while before doctors know if he's blind in that eye. HBO says no way, and they say he's expected back at work this week.
Yeah, of course he is.
Yeah, right. Who do you want to believe, a doctor or HBO?
Yeah, exactly. I believe HBO, okay? The guy's a pussy. Guy's a big pussy.
Yeah, say, listen, you have two choices. You can go see a doctor, or you can come see Chris Rock.
Put some cussing on it.
Chris Rock says you're fine.
Fine. Blindness or a job. Hey, come on.
Most critics and a growing number of viewers feel the TV hit ER is on its way out. Don't tell that to NBC's advertisers, though. This year, ER is again the show with the most expensive commercials.
What?
Half a minute on the show runs about $620,000 this year.
Worth it.
That's up nearly 14% over last year, even though the audience is shrinking. Friends comes in second at 540,000 spot. Will and Grace comes in third at $480,000 for 30 seconds.
I'll buzz one more because I got to get out of here. I got stuff to do tonight.
This is better than a time machine. We've always been fascinated with the idea of making ourselves invisible.
Oh, yeah.
But it could never really happen, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. It could.
I don't know. You'd have to ask the scientists from the University of Texas at Austin. They believe they've found a way to make flesh transparent for a few minutes at a time.
Hey, I saw HoloLens.
Yeah, but then you just see your guts.
Well, that could be helpful for doctors. The scientists say that by manipulating the way the light passes through tissue, they can create a temporary window in that tissue, allowing doctors to see up to 5 times deeper than they can now.
See, I told you it would work.
Dr. Bob Uecker. That would allow doctors to see how deep to go, for example, when removing a spot of skin cancer or skin tag.
How deep to go?
Skin tag?
Whatever.
Hey.
On lab rats, they could make a 2-inch square area go nearly transparent for over 20 minutes.
Wow.
The scientists warn that the chemical they're using could be toxic, though. They don't know yet. And quoting one of the scientists, that is an important question.
Oh, thank you, Buzz. Thank you for all the news and the comments today. Now it's time for a final caller 100.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a prize package. We've selected especially for you. Be the 100th person to call now.
Skin tags.
Don't pick up those skin tags, Mike.
All right, there's just one left.
877-365-3636.
Ooh.
Be the 100th caller now, and you are a big wiener.
He's the Dawn and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
Flap Nut Bunny, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we try. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, the Yankees have lost 7 in a row, 15 of their last 18 games, and tonight they're in Oakland for the first game of a playoff series.
Yeah, watch them sweep.
But the Yankees are better than their record indicates. They've won 22 of their last 25 playoff games. Denver Broncos coach Mike Shanahan says the condition of the field at Mile High Stadium is a complete joke. Quoting him, the worst field I've seen since I've been in the NFL. Referring to its condition this past Sunday, he said that wasn't even a high school field. Reporters asked him if city officials plan to resod the field. Quoting Shanahan again, God only knows.
You know, I'd just like to point out, they've lost 2 home games in a row.
That's right.
You know,
he may be a little touchy.
So now he's complaining about the field. When he should be complaining about this, I've got a statement.
Okay.
Don Geronimo. Brought to you by Egars.
www.egars.com, the best cigar site on the planet.
I should memorize that because I always think I should say that when you do that.
Right.
I think it would sound better, you know. It's like you tune your own horn when you say it,
so to speak.
The Denver front office says the field was resodded about a month ago and gets new sod several times a season. But Shanahan's just echoing the words of New England's Terrell Davis, who called it terrible, the worst in the league.
Denver's Terrell Davis.
Oh, excuse me. Thank you for correcting me. Next year, the Broncos get a new stadium and new groundskeepers. Proud of it. Washington Redskins quarterback Brad Johnson is taking questions.
Now, that's Drew Bledsoe.
Fans, no.
I'm just kidding.
Fans online this evening at 8 p.m. Eastern, America Online.
That's your quarterback. You ought to talk to him.
I'm starting him this week.
Play good, you prick.
I'll be starting Gary Collins.
Bobby Knight says he should have left Indiana University sooner, so he probably doesn't want his old job back, but a lawsuit has been filed against the school over Knight's firing. Hoosier fans filed the suit. They say the Board of Trustees violated the state's open meetings law when it voted to fire Knight. That law says such meetings have to be announced.
Now, that was filed by just the fathers of the students there. The Hoosier daddy.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
48 hours in advance we're supposed to know about these meetings. Hoosier daddy. The school says the meeting didn't have to be public since the meeting didn't have the required number of board members present.
Mm-hmm.
A woman is suing Duke University for discrimination because she's been cut as a place kicker.
Duke University. You know, Duke.
Today in court, her high school coach testified that Heather Sue Mercer is very good and very accurate. She walked on as a kicker in 1994 during her freshman year. And finally, good story about the King of Queens, Jerry Stiller, in the new Playboy magazine is told by his son, Ben Stiller. Ben says that in high school, he took LSD and freaked out. He says he made a long-distance call to his dad, who had no idea what acid is. Ben says his dad knew he was afraid and tried to comfort him. I know what you're going through, said Father Jerry. And then he told his son about the time he smoked a cigarette at age 10 and was sick for 2 days. Ben says at least his dad tried. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzzy.
No!
Yeah, that's it. We have got to go.
No!
Big show today. We want to thank Leah Remedy again from TV's King of Queens.
All right.
Want to thank our favorite Fezzy from Rod and Fez.
Hey.
Hey, we'll see you next week in New York, Fez, to see your big half face.
Yeah.
Also, thank you to Mr. 40. We'll be going to Detroit with him very soon for the Tyson Galata fight. And thank you to Prison Bitch Charlie Stossel.
Fantastic.
Big talent show in studio on Thursday.
Good.
We will continue to solicit for that tomorrow. Friday's episode.
Right, D.
Taking the sex test. Eddie Haskell in studio.
All right.
You know, Ken Osmond from Leave It to Beaver. Mm-hmm. Also Friday, Jillian, the girl with the boobs who does the weather on Fox NFL Sunday.
Wow.
And a brand new Jeopardy for you. So we have a busy week.
But
now, call 100 time. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I am caller 100.
Yes, you are. Hi, what's your name?
Dusty.
Where are you from, Dusty?
Hunter, Oklahoma.
Dusty, you've won the Fugitive Friday prize pack. That includes a Survivor hat, a Letterman t-shirt, the Fugitive fanny pack, and the Bette Midler CD sampler.
All right.
Three of those prizes are okay. One of those prizes is a piece of SHI.
Mm-hmm.
And I will leave you to discern which is which. Courtesy of CBS Television. They're really putting all the promotional muscle behind this game.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they know the show they're attached to.
Don't miss The Fugitive Friday nights at 8, 7 Central on CBS, starring Tim Daly. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. See you tomorrow with a new episode. Thank you. Good night, Bud.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And Rob?
Hi.
Ah, trusted friend.
Oh, I don't have
you got a hat? It's a Santa Claus hat. Right? Throw your Santa Claus hat in the air. Please just like Cindy. Tyler Moore.
You might be right. Never
wrong. Tell me about it. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's too rough on the boy.
Sorry on the listeners.
I'm just tough love, Doc.
We will see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye bye.
Can we meet again? The sun is going to shine, saying, well, be kind, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as we've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike.